Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Yo, I'll play what I want, what I really, really want. So play what you really, really want. I'll play what I really, really want. So play what you really, really want. I wanna play the first song of the day.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Jenny, what do you want to play with the first song of the day?
I'm going with the rainy day vibes because the music video had a lot of rain in it. So it's Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake.
Okay, because it is rainy today and tomorrow, looking better on Saturday. And let's do it. The first song of the day on KDWB. Is Fallon back? I don't know. We'll find out next on KDWB. Dave Ryan Show, first song of the day on KDWB, as chosen by Weather Girl Jenny. Here's a really interesting thing. Jenny, myself, and Fallon all have something kind of in common today. Fallon's back, by the way.
Hi, I'm
Jenny
here.
Got the vaccine yesterday. Mm-hmm. I got the vaccine yesterday. By the way, that song, the first song that he brought to you by Squeezed.com. I went up to somewhere in Roseville, Turin Dermatology, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. They, like, helped sponsor, I think, like, Star Party or something last year.
I believe so, yeah. So they had taken all the waiting room out, and they had tons of nurses and people that were, like, administering shots. And it was like, boom, 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 click. It was nothing.
Yeah.
I was in and out of there in 5-ish, no more than 10, maybe no more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And my arm hurts a little bit, but other than that, I feel okay. You got hit hard.
I got hit so hard. I don't understand. I'm like, part of me wonders if I was already, like, getting a cold or something. I knew the weather change probably would affect me a little bit. But, yeah, it hit so hard. And a lot of people, I had people reach out and say that they did have it similar. And then their second shot was easy. But most people that, because I had Pfizer, most people have said that their first one was easy, just their arm is sore, and then the second one hit them harder. So I'm really hoping this means my second one, which is on May 2nd, doesn't affect me that much. But I was out for like probably 36 hours, like of just sleeping, feeling like, I told E. White, it felt like someone took a bat to my bones, like all of my bones just hurt. And I was so exhausted.
Let me
exhausted.
Ask you a question, and I mean this in the most possible respectful way.
Of course.
When you're sick, I don't really know you when you're sick. Mm-hmm. Are you a P word when you're sick? Because some people, when they get sick, they're like, oh, I got the sniffles. Oh, I got to go to the ER. And other people are like, I'm bleeding out of my ears, my nose, and my mouth. I'm going into work. I'm just fine. Where are you?
Well, I haven't called in sick to the show in 9 years. So
right.
I think
never,
that
not even once, right?
Not one time. So I think that that should speak for itself. But when I am sick, and I have been very sick. You can probably still hear I'm pretty congested. I lay around and I whine a little bit, but I'm so weird. I don't know why I don't like taking medicine. So Jake yesterday was like, just taking a leave or Sudafed or something. And I was like, okay. So I took Sudafed and I think that did help a little bit with my congestion. But I don't know why I'm like that. I'm just weird. I don't like taking medication.
I have no problem with that. Let's check in with Jenny. Jenny, you had your shot yesterday too. How did yours go?
It went fine. I don't feel the greatest today, though. I woke up really, really tired and like feverish. I was sweating getting ready this morning, and I don't take very long to get ready. So I don't know how I started sweating so easily. And then I did take ibuprofen because I had a pretty bad headache. And I know I'm exhausted because I woke up to this god-awful bird at 4:15 this morning.
A bird?
A bird was just chirping away so loud. And my alarm goes off at 4:45. So, of course, I was salty. And I was able to fall back asleep for that half hour, even though this bird was going to town in front of my window, I feel like. So I know I was exhausted because I normally can't sleep through anything.
Jenny had the one shot. She had the Johnson & Johnson. So I have heard that one hits harder.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Moderna, and my shoulder's a little sore, and I go back in a month. And I thought, I didn't know it took that long. I thought it was like 2 weeks later, then you're good. They said, no, you come back in a month, you get the second vaccine. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, then you're 80, 90% immune. I'm like, oh. I thought it was a little better than that.
Yeah, you'd plan like a little late spring break. I knew you're planning on going down to Panama City Beach, Florida.
And then I'm going to the Texas Rangers game, and then pile on top of each other is going to be really cool.
The COVID crock pot, if you will.
E. White, nighttime DJ, also pulling doubles this week. You didn't have any vaccine shots, COVID symptoms, loss of taste, smell, anything like that?
No, I'm going today to get my vaccine.
Oh, you are going today? Oh, no kidding. Where are you going?
Stillwater. I think it's just the Washington County Community Center.
That's right. You told me like six times that you're going to Stillwater. Yeah. Okay. So good. I hope you're getting vaccinated if you want to get vaccinated. And I really appreciate listening to the show.
Yeah.
Dave Ryan Show, 101.3 KDWB. There's a lot of stuff going on. First of all, Twins home opener today at 3 o'clock. I don't know if it's going to be raining or not. This is the weirdest thing. Yesterday, it was like there's rain forecast, but it wasn't raining. Then there was raining, but no rain forecast. Okay. So it's just kind of one of those days. Weather girl Jenny's trying to figure it out, and she's got an algorithm, and she just can't quite figure it out.
Yeah, she was doing E equals MC squared. And I was like, I don't know if that's going to work, but she's really good at math, you know, so I understood what she was doing.
And then also, if you want to be in the Twin Cities Marathon or the 10K or whatever.
Hi, my name is...
Hi, Jenny. How are you? That's fine. And that registration opens up this morning at 10 o'clock, too. So if you want to do the 5K or the 10-miler or the Twin Cities Marathon, that opens up. And get in early because it's going to be, like, limited admission.
I was going to say, that one goes pretty fast anyway, right? Like, normally?
Usually it does,
okay. So the limited, I imagine, would go pretty fast, especially people, like, itching to get into something this year.
Don't really know that I have a marathon left in me. I've done that one twice before.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Here's what I want to do, though. This is the thing. I was downtown last night. I decided I'm going to go downtown, Lake Calhoun. I walked all the way around Lake Calhoun. Saw a couple of people on those power boards that have the big wheel in the middle.
Okay.
It's like a snowboard, kind of.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And I want to get one of those so bad. Does anybody know if they're hard to ride?
I don't know anything about them.
I didn't figure that you would.
I think they're all hard. I've tried the longboard. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to throw something out of whack. Pass.
Coordination is not my strong point. So, like, I can rock a longboard, but, like, anything else, it's just, like, yikes. Seriously.
It was a beautiful night. Oh, thank you, Fallon, for recommending. Fallon is the food girl. You want to go somewhere in town, and you're going, well, let's see, we're going to Roseville. What's over in Roseville? Call Fallon. Call Fallon because you'll be like, oh, well, there's A, B, and C.
Yes.
And then if you like this, you got D. Yep. Belluto Pizza in South Minneapolis.
Yep.
Probably the best pizza I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I love, I shout out to everybody from Papa Murphy's to Joey Nova's. They're all awesome. But this is probably the best pizza I've ever had.
That's what I told you. I was like haunting you with it. I'm like, I know, I get it. Now I live out in the area that you live in. The last thing you want to do is drive into Minneapolis. And I was like, you love pizza so much. They're shaped like footballs, and I can't explain why they're so good. They're like extra salty or something. It's so freaking amazing.
It really
is. So good.
Yeah, it's like, you really can't describe it. But if you get a chance and look it up, hit it up in your phone and see if you can find Belluto Pizza. It's a little hole in the wall that I drove past a couple of times before I actually saw it. We'll be back in a second on KDWB with You Can't Make This Stuff Up. We got that on the way. We have War of the Roses. We'd love to hear from you for your text messages for a birthday or a shout out or a first day at the new job or whatever it is you want to shout out for. We're here for you on iHeartRadio. 2, 3, 4.
It's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelry.
You know all the names.
Oh, that's Jenny working next door. Okay, so I got to give a happy birthday shout out to Jess and good luck to her class. They're doing their MCA state testing today. So good luck, Jess. Thanks for listening to KDWB. Also, thanks to the person who put together the slow clap meme.
It's
a meme
that
says, stop trying to make slow clap happen. I will not. It's going to happen on its own. It doesn't need my help. Well, it is a hit smash song of the summer.
No, it's not. I will say also, you forgot that the highlight of the meme is she did use, or he or she did use Regina George
as
the
image.
We have to explain that to make sure that people know that it is a direct Mean Girls reference.
So thanks for putting the time together into that. I appreciate that. You missed it yesterday. Something else that happened on the show, because Fallon's back. Fallon wasn't feeling good yesterday. Fallon tested for COVID, and she does not have COVID.
Correct.
You're just a little stuffy from your whole thing. I got my vaccine yesterday. Jenny got her vaccine yesterday, and E. White's going in for his vaccine later on today.
And now I'm nervous because of all y'all. Jeez.
Don't be, because mine is just a sore arm.
Okay.
I am super healthy. Some people have called me a world-class athlete before.
I don't know.
I've heard it around the streets.
I don't know anyone that said that. But if you just look at the, like, in general, Tina, Dave, myself, and Jenny have all had it, and I'm the only one that was down for the count. So I'd say your odds are good.
Fair enough. Pretty good, yeah, and you should get it anyway, because I would rather have, like, a sore arm and sniffles for a couple of days than get freaking COVID. Okay, what is something you used to do as a teenager that if you tried to explain it to somebody today, they wouldn't understand it? For example, here's a big one. It's off Reddit. People saying, recording songs from the radio using a tape recorder. Now, you used to be able to do this. You had a tape recorder, and if you had a good one, you would push play and record, and it would record the Backstreet Boys right onto the cassette in full-on stereo high quality.
It's been so long. I remember doing that, and then we have the ongoing, like, joke here where we'd get so mad because the radio DJ wouldn't shut up and would have to talk over the intro and ruin it. And you're like, shut up. I'm trying to get the full song.
That's 101.3 KDWB, shut Dave up, Ryan Zach of the Morning Dillon. Show. And I'm going to get a little, here comes Billie Eilish. It's 101.3 KDWB. And see, that would ruin the song. You. Yeah, so.
Those guys are the worst.
I don't know if this is on the
DJs
list.
Suck.
I don't know if this is on the list, but this one came to mind as soon as you said the title. When you go to pick up the phone and someone's on the internet, you have to be like, get off the internet. I need to make a call.
That's a big one. Well, speaking of phone. Spending 15 minutes unraveling, untwisting a phone cord is something. If I tried to explain it to Carson.
Okay.
You've never done that, E-White. Do you ever had a landline in your life?
You know what? No, never. Not once.
Speaking
of phones, you're always on yours in between, like, the call. Like, literally, like, I've never seen anybody on their phone more than I've seen Dave.
I have to pick it up and check it to see if anybody texted. What if during the time I set it down and it contacted the table, somebody texted me? I got to check.
Did anyone?
No, they never do.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
Exactly. Just constantly do it. Like, I'm a millennial, and I'm not checking it as much as you. Like, that says something. That's a lot.
I do have kind of an addiction to my phone. I'll set it down. I'll be like, well, wait, what if somebody texted it just as I set it down?
I'm expecting to play like that 3D game you were talking about. You got the tournaments in and everything.
Which is funny, though, because Dave has his watch connected. So his texts come through on his watch. So if he actually got one, he should know because it would
buzz
him.
It doesn't buzz anymore. I don't know why my notifications don't work on my Apple Watch. It pisses me off. Anyway,
I'm sorry, I brought it up.
Shout out to my Match 3D team. It is called KDWB Team Zaddy. We have our awards banquet in the basement of the church on Sunday afternoon at 3.
Who's bringing hot dish?
Probably everybody. It's Minnesota. Here are the other things that people wouldn't understand today. If you used to do as a teenager that people wouldn't understand today. Cleaning the mouse ball. Calling a phone number and having to ask if the person was there.
Oh,
you would actually call people and say, hey, is Fallon there? Getting off the phone so somebody could use the internet. Fallon brought that one up. Calling a phone number to get the time. There was an actual phone number when I grew up, and I was fascinated with it. It was 634-TIME in Colorado Springs, and it would say, the time is 6:39 a.m.
Okay, that's crazy. I remember we had to call the movie theater get the movie like show times. So I'd call River Falls Movie Theater to find out what times the movies were playing.
Well, do you remember Movie Phone? Hello and welcome to Movie Phone.
But that was later because like when they all like joined the same line.
Loving the smell of mimeograph papers, stopping at a gas station to ask for directions. Nobody has to do that anymore. You don't have to ask for directions anymore.
I don't remember doing that. I was around for the MapQuest days when you'd print out your MapQuest.
Jeez. Turning the channel to channel 3 to play a video game and watching the scrambled Playboy channel. So you didn't get the Playboy channel, but there it was on channel 36 or whatever. And you could see like a little scrambly boob here and there. So it's like, yeah, look at it.
I never did that. My friend Josh just had porn available, and everyone would gather at his house after school
to watch it. Just parties, watching, like, you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
Literally, it was like, so weird. I'm like, I look back on that, I'm like, what was wrong with us? But I guess.
Clearly a lot.
Yeah,
dang.
No, understatement. This is a very strange time.
I love that article from Reddit on You Can't Make This Stuff Up on KDWB. Dave's Dirt coming up in a few seconds on KDWB. Fally B is back with your celebrity gossip and dirt.
Iggy Azalea was so savage yesterday. She completely called out all the famous guys that have slid into her DMs. I have the list of them.
Is it guys we've heard of?
Oh, yeah. Heard of all of them.
Now, let me just ask a question. Yeah. Being a neighborhood dad, when you say slide into your DMs, I know exactly what you mean by that. I know what you mean. That means you're looking for some action, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not just saying, hey, love your new music. Hope you get on tour. You are looking for some action.
If you were just doing that, you would probably reach out to her management. Mm. You might comment on just a post she makes, like, hey, love your work. When you go to that, like, incognito mode, that's when you're looking for something else.
Okay, so she outed these guys.
Yes, she did.
We'll hear that coming up next on Dave's Dirt on KDWB. Hey, I got to give you one more thing here. We got your chance to get away with your bestie to Miami, so this is kind of cool. We got your shot at the ultimate summer getaway, complete with first-class flights and a five-star suite. Five-star suite in South Beach. Okay, everything about this trip is awesome, plus the artist, Sweetie, hooks you up and your bestie all the way with a Glam Squad VIP gifts, and she'll join you virtually for dinner. It's all thanks to Warner Records. Keep listening here for your next chance to win. The next chance is 1, 3, 5, and 8 on KDWB. So that's, first class. This is what I want you to do. when you get on first class, you're going to board first. They usually give you a little cocktail. They'll be like, can I get you something to drink? This is before the filth, like me and Fallon and E and Jenny get on. Yep. They put us back in steerage.
Yeah, I'm by the toilet always.
We're back by the toilet all the time in the seats that don't recline. When we walk by, I want you to give us a look that literally says, you filth, get to the back.
Just say it, actually.
You can actually just say it.
Yeah.
So practice that. Your next chance to win is coming up later on this afternoon. Last chance today is the last chance is today to win this trip from Warner Records and Sweetie and KDWB after 1 o'clock.
It's Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Somebody said via text at KDWB1. I always like when you put your name in there. So put your name in there. That just makes it humanizes you instead of just being this random disembodied texter. For example, Rowan puts his name and says, Dave, swipe up from the bottom of your Apple Watch and see if you accidentally turned on the Do Not Disturb thing. I did not, but thank you, Rowan. I appreciate that.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Somebody also asked, is Carson co-hosting today? No, that's not Carson, although they're both redheads. One is 20 and one, Carson's got red hair too. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's E. White from the nighttime show here.
Are you sure they don't think it's just me because my voice is deeper? Because I think that's what they were implying.
Right,
yeah.
Just like smoking all the cigs.
Shut up, Dad. God, you're so annoying. You're such a CB.
I've had enough to hear with your attitude.
I don't know what that is.
Sound like right now.
That's the worst accent. You might be worse at accents than Jenny.
That's not true. I'm solid, okay? Jenny's British accent is rough.
It really is rough.
So it's okay.
Somebody else texts, what's the name of the pizza place you were talking about in South Minneapolis? Well, Fallon, give her credit because she turned me on to a place called Belluto. They got two locations, and it is probably the best and messiest pizza I've ever had in my life. I tried to pick it up. It would not pick up. But get the empanadas. I was so stupid. I'm such a dummy. I'm like, what's an empanada? And the guy's like, he didn't say this, but my definition is kind of like a Hot Pocket, but it's really good.
A million times
good.
Better, yeah.
A million times better. So, Belluto. They're not paying us to say this.
Absolutely not.
This is just like a recommendation. Let's dive into the dirt. Let's start off with a story that you have about Iggy Azalea and her revealing and outing people who are trying to hook up with her.
So, basically, she didn't completely reveal them, but the sleuths of the internet did the Nancy Drew deep dive and figured out who these people are. So, she did a TikTok video with a series of screenshots. So she's covered up their names, but it's obvious who they are. So they basically determined DMs came from David Beckham's son, Brooklyn Beckham.
Yo.
DJ Steve Aoki. And the father of Kylie Jenner's child, Travis Scott.
Oh, no kidding.
So big
names. I
wouldn't
doubt it.
So here's what happened. She goes through dances throughout the TikTok as the screenshots flash behind her with comments about her body. So here's what they said. A guy with 6 million followers compared Iggy's WAP to a jar of honey. One dude proposes marriage, and another man with 9 million followers offered to pay her $15,000 for socially distanced sex over FaceTime. But the most outrageous DM belongs to the guy with 27 million Instagram followers that texted Iggy, I want to kiss. I can't even say what they said, but it's like even more graphic than you would imagine. With me stopping with saying it.
Okay, wouldn't you think somebody like Travis Scott would have a good chance of hooking up with Iggy Azalea? So if you're Travis Scott, you're sitting around, you had a couple of, drinks. You're like, you know what? I'm going to try to DM her, see if next time she's in town, we can hook up.
Well,
it's not outside the realm.
And also, it doesn't mean that she didn't say yes to any of these people, but she's just outing them.
I think that because nobody's going to say, but I really did hook up with her. So if you are Travis Scott, I don't know.
I mean, I think it says enough, though, that, she probably wouldn't if she's outing them, for sure. Just like, Travis, your whole, new Spike Seltzer line is too janky for me. I don't need it.
Yeah, but she hooked up, what's the guy's name that dated Khloe Kardashian for a minute, too?
It wasn't Nick Young, was it?
No.
Tyga.
No, not Tyga. It doesn't matter. French Montana.
She dated French Montana.
So, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, how would you not date Travis Scott when you dated French Montana?
Man is a chin strap in 2021. No thanks, bro.
Speaking of engagement rings, which you mentioned a minute ago, Shaq surprised a stranger by paying off his engagement ring at a Zales. Zales jewelry stores it's a thing. And I don't think they have them here.
They did where I was from. Like Zales and K's were the big ones you went to in the mall.
Yeah, absolutely. So he surprises a stranger at a Zales in Atlanta by walking up and offering to pay for the engagement ring that this guy had on layaway.
I went in there to get some loop earrings, and I seen the guy come in. He was just so shy.
he was saying, hey, how much do I owe to pay off my ring? It was just, and I was like, my man, how much is the ring? And this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping, and this lady, she had a autistic daughter. Mm. And, you know, she was also, you know, looking to pay for some furniture. And I just took care of it. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed.
Aww. That's kind of cool.
He's such a good guy.
He is a good guy.
I don't know if you know this, E, but Dave has a selfie with him.
That's a big dub. That's a huge W.
One. Yeah.
He was in town for the Super Bowl, and he was at the airport, the little private airport over here in Flying Cloud, not the big one. And everybody was leaving him alone, and so I texted Steve and Fallon. I said, Shaq is 10 feet away. They said, if you don't get a selfie, I'm never speaking to you again. So I went up, and I said, hey, can I get a selfie? And I said, I'm a local DJ. I'd love to put this on my social media. He's like, I'm a DJ. Really? He's like, yeah, I play white boy rock. I said, really? He says, yeah, I DJ in clubs. I play white boy rock like Rick Springfield. People love white boy rock. And I'm like, this is the oddest moment of my life.
Oh, my
but
God.
I got a selfie with Shaq, and he was very friendly and very cool, even though you know everywhere he goes,
yep.
Some idiot like me is like, can I get a picture with you?
But he seems to, like, still be cool about it and, like, not be a jerk. He's like, whatever. And because he's the kind of guy, he can't do anything to not stand out. Like, he is going to stand out regardless. So they did come back with the actual speed that Tiger Woods was going that caused the wreck. He was in a 45 mile per hour zone, driving 83 miles per hour.
He must have been mad about something, because usually that's what you're doing, is you're mad.
But the weird thing is they said that he didn't break. And that's what, like, is weird about the whole thing.
Maybe he was on something, I don't know.
This, Jenny actually reposted this on her Instagram stories, but finally Khloe Kardashian has commented on that picture that went around about her body. And she said basically, she did like an Instagram live to show this is an unphotoshopped video of my body. This is what I look like. And she went on to say, I present myself to the world the way I want to be seen. I will continue to do so unapologetically. My body, my image, how I choose to look, and what I want to share. And she basically said that, look, I know that photo looks good, but I've my whole life been called the fat Khloe, the fat Kardashian sister, the ugly one. And so I've worked so hard to not be and to like look better, and no one likes having a photo posted of them that they don't like. Like, let's be honest. And that's true. Even if like other people like are like, oh, you look good in that photo, who cares? If you don't like it, that sucks. And so I get what she's saying, and she said that, you know, she's just gonna keep posting how she wants. But look, this is how my body looks. It does look good. And she looks great. So I get what she's saying.
No, she does. I mean, for me, it's just kind of like, oh, my God, another Kardashian body story. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like,
well, that's what they're known for.
Well, I know they are, but that's why it's so boring to me. It's like, I'm not in their demo, and I recognize that. But I also feel there's a lot of people who are in their demo that don't want to hear about the Kardashians because they're just annoyed by them.
Yeah.
But I know you're way into the Kardashians. Well, you got to talk about them every day.
I do. I love them so much. I mean,
do you really, though?
Yes, because it's like the perfect television to me. Because it's just...
Not.
Yes, it is. Because it's the kind of show I can watch and be on my phone at the same time. Because it doesn't matter if I miss something.
Because you miss some, yeah. See, here's the perfect show for me. And I'm going to tell you, if you get your dad on the phone, tell him that Dave said, because I'm a lot like your dad, Dave said, watch World War II in HD.
Okay.
I think my dad's already watched that one.
That's the perfect show, World War II in HD. It's on Netflix.
No. Ignore that. Dave, what? I have great news for you. I came home yesterday and Jake's like, girl, I got some news for you.
This is your husband, Jake, right?
He said, yeah. And then he goes, you didn't tell Dave, but there's rumors in the Reddit sphere where my husband lives permanently, doesn't pay mortgage, but he lives there, that Yellowstone has not only wrapped season 4 of filming, but they're saying they think it's going to be a June premiere of the new season.
I love Yellowstone. It is the cheesiest, most over the top. It starts off with like a normal soap opera set in beautiful Montana.
Yes.
Beautiful. One of the stars of the show is Montana. It's gorgeous.
Yes.
And it's about this rancher, Kevin Costner, that's going to lose his ranch because they want to move in and build airports and Walmarts and things like that. And so it turns from realistic to over the top soap opera, evil villain, ridiculous, but it's so good.
Like, if you start watching it, the fight scenes are my favorite because it's the most over the top sound effects for like punching and stuff.
Oh, no.
But it's so dramatic and good. And I was like, Dave, this is like right up your alley. And then the next thing you know, he and Susan are obsessed. ordering merch for the show.
Susan ordered a couple of Dalton Ranch, I think Dalton Ranch t-shirts.
Oh, my God.
She gets a Dalton Ranch hoodie, and I'm like, what is this? He's like,
committed. Yeah,
it's, I really like it because it's so cute.
Don't order anymore.
No, you were mad because you didn't get one.
That's not entirely true.
What did you get from there?
I didn't get anything.
You said you got a hat.
Did I? If I did, I don't remember ever seeing it. I'd have to call her and ask her. I think you might be right. Oh, my God, you're frightening me. We'll be back in a second.
Why do I remember everything?
We got the People's Court. This time on the People's Court, it's E. White versus his wife. I will be the judge. I need your help
girlfriend.
On that.
Girlfriend. We're not there yet. Hold up.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Also,
pressure's on.
This is just a reminder, but the Twin Cities Marathon, all the registration opens up this morning at 10 a.m., so I want you to know about that one. But also, tcmevents.org if you want to sign up for the Como Lake Earth Day Mini 250 presented by Everlight Solar. It's on Sunday, April 25th. I believe that's Earth Day. It's an 8K limited size COVID-safe event, and you can go to tcmevents.org and register for that one. Go check that out. And keep in mind, if you want to register for the marathon or the probably the 10-mile, there's a bunch of events they have, and that's going to be online at 10 o'clock this morning. Put an alarm in your phone if you want to do that.
The original Dad Bod. Dave Ryan on 101.3 KDWB. Boy, the Twin Cities' number one hit music station.
Ain't that the truth. It's KDWB. Today is, Thursday. It's War of the Roses Day, coming up in about half an hour or so. Jonathan Fogel will be on for War of the Roses. You missed War of the Roses yesterday. It's going to be a surprise for you because you were out with fake COVID. Fallon wanted a day off to go to Stillwater to go antiquing, so she pretended to have COVID yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Side note, Dake did get me an antique for my birthday present. He got me, because I like collecting vintage radios, and he went into an antique store in Victoria that has the weirdest hours of all time. They don't have consistent hours. Like, when is this place even open? He randomly stopped and he's like, do you have a vintage radio? And they had a blue one. And I've been wanting a blue. Anyway, it was just very random like that he found it. It's beautiful.
So you did fake sick yesterday to go antique shopping in Victoria.
No, he got that for my birthday, which was 2 days
ago. Your story doesn't seem to mesh. It just doesn't seem consistent. Mm. Glad you're back, though.
Thank you. That's all I'm looking for is a little bit of Kleenex and a little bit of love.
It's funny. It's funny because we all got the vaccine within this week.
Yeah.
E. White's going to get it later on today. Mm-hmm. Give an appointment scheduled. But here's the frustrating thing. I have a friend of mine. She's like 55 years old, and she cannot get in. She's like trying to get in a cub, and as soon as she clicks on the appointment, poof, it vanishes.
That's what Tina said kept happening. She'd get all of her information in, and then when she'd hit enter, it'd be gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how's there, is there an autofill thing like that? I don't know. So
you got to spam the site. Just keep on
how did Susan
everything.
Get it?
I don't know. She is a miracle worker. She figured out something, and she was able to get in. We went up to Tureen Dermatology yesterday, which was unusual. But thanks to Tureen for helping out, and it was so smooth. I thought it'd be like a process and waiting and sitting next to somebody, and no, it was like I never even sat down until I got the vaccine.
Yeah.
Shout out Jessica, who said, "Which arm do you want it in?" I said, "My right arm, because that's the arm that I use the most, and you want to move that muscle, right?" Right.
Oh, I chose left because you want it if it actually is painful, I would not want that to be my dominant arm.
Yeah, but I think the big thing is just move it around that way you're not feeling a certain way. So if you're moving your right arm and you write with your right hand, if your right arm dominant, moving your arm around is better for it.
That's why they used to give you a shot in the butt because it's the biggest muscle in your body, and then that muscle would work, and then it would work the vaccine through the body.
That makes sense. I'm always pop, locking, and dropping that, so that makes sense. I offered a cheek to them, and they said, "No, ma'am, we do arms here."
Put your pants back on.
Fine.
It is now time for the People's Court on KDWB. We are bringing the plaintiff into the courtroom right now. The plaintiff is Elise, and Elise is E. White's partner / girlfriend / maybe one day down the road more than that, but right now pretty much just girlfriend. Hello, Elise. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How long you two been seeing each other anyway, and do your parents approve?
Yes, my parents approve. We've been together for a little over 2 years.
Okay, a little over 2 years. What is it about E. White that you love so much, and what do you call him? Do you call him E. White, White, E-E-W, E. White on the mic, E. White at night on the mic? What do you call him?
Usually the full, formal E. White on the mic. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so while you're making out, and he's pinned you against the refrigerator, you're like, oh, E. White on the mic, E. White on the mic, E. White on the mic type of thing?
Yeah, we're pretty formal here, yeah.
Okay, good. All right. I'm just trying to get to know you. Don't give me... Okay. What do you love about the guy, though? Because I've known him for a couple of years. I can't find anything yet.
No, he's really funny, and he's super sweet. And he takes really good care of our dog.
He does love Gordy.
He's got a lot of good qualities.
You're so gross. Oh, my God.
I know. It's disgusting.
It's the worst, yeah.
And so what can I ask? This is like the new rude question to 2021, because it's basically asking way too much. But what do you do? We know what he does. He's a DJ. What do you do, Elise?
I am a digital marketing specialist.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. So you have a complaint. You're bringing a complaint to the courtroom about your partner, E. White. What is your complaint, Elise?
Eric tries real hard with chores, but he does them halfway.
For example, can you cite an example to the court?
Yeah. So if he's going to do the dishes, he'll like load the dishwasher, but then not do any of the pots and pans, or like bring dishes from the last meal over to the sink. Like, he's like, oh, these four cups that are in the sink are the dishes, and now I've done my chores for the day. And it's that with everything. Like, we do things halfway, and then they're good. And then I have to do the other half.
Okay, and does he also, I have a question for you as the plaintiff, Elise, does he also make sure you're watching when he does said chores? He would never do these chores if you were, let's say, down at Target.
Right. No, it's like, I'm going to do the dishes now so that he gets credit for it.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Can you cite any other specific examples of things that he does halfway?
Yes, he thinks doing the laundry is just putting them in the washer, not actually switching them to the dryer, folding, or putting away.
Does that mean that 2 days later, you'll open the washer and there's a load of moldy, stanky, wet clothes in there?
It's happened before, or our washer is in our mudroom, which isn't heated, so in the winter, I open the washer and they're frozen.
Oh, my God.
Literally frozen?
Literally frozen.
I'm going to give you one more chance to state any other cases, although I have heard quite a bit. Elise, is there anything else that he does that really we need to bring it to the court's attention?
Honestly, that's it. He's pretty great in other areas, but the chores are rough.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's get a defense here. Let's bring into the courtroom, defend it. Eric White, E. White, E.W., E. White on the mic at night. E.W., what do you got? What is your defense?
Every single alias. All right, here's my thing, right? A relationship is about being a team, right?
Oh,
and
God.
It's about going 50-50. Mm-hmm. So I do my little half, right? I do things halfway. That way the other half can get done as well. So all I'm doing is just sharing the load here, you know? So it's like, okay, if I put it in the washer, then yeah, we could go put it in the dryer later, you know? Same thing with the dishes. It's like, oh, I put everything in the dishwasher. You can get the pans. You can make that happen.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, what's up?
When Elise starts a chore, does she expect you to do the other half of it?
Elise, that's a fair question for you. What would you say to that, Elise? Do you expect him
No. I would say the main problem with Eric's defense is that he somehow assumes dishes and laundry are the only chores we do.
What other chores?
Don't act like...
objection. Okay, so what other chores do you have that you wish that he would help out with? And then we're going to wrap things up here. We need jurors. What do you think, Elise?
So Eric usually does the night show. So I usually do the chores that happen at night. So I make dinner, and then I have leftovers for him or lunch tomorrow. And then I do the dinner dishes, and then I, like, clean up the main living area. And all that happens when he's not home. So I get if he doesn't see it, but... It's like I do full chores while he's not here.
The judge has heard enough. Okay, so I do need silence. Okay, silence.
Silence
okay.
In the courtroom.
When the judge is done listening, the judge is done listening, Eric. Okay. So what I need now is I need three jurors on the phone here. So three jurors, 651-989-KWB, will decide who is at fault here. The plaintiff, Elise, who says E. White doesn't help around the house and only does things half-assed when she's watching.
Yep.
Or Eric, who's like, I do half, you do half.
Feels like a pretty open and shut case to me, Dave, but I'm not on the jury.
You're not? So call me at 651-989-KWB. We'll have the verdict, and then we'll have the penalty phase of the courtroom coming up next on People's Court on KWB, the Twin Cities' number one hit music station. Okay, we are back for the People's Court on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. And one more time to bring in the courtroom is Elise E. White's girlfriend, partner, and she has a complaint. Plaintiff, if you will, one more time, please summarize your complaint against E. White.
Yeah, so he does like his portion of the chores, but only halfway. And it's really annoying because he thinks that that is somehow half of the chores.
In addition, he also waits until you are watching, then loudly announces, "I'm about to take Gordy for a walk." Gordy peed on the rug. Does he ever do the thing where he'll pretend that he doesn't see where Gordy pooped on the rug, and then he'll wait for you to come by, hoping that you'll clean it up? I'm not trying to bias the jurors, but I'm just asking a legitimate question.
Don't even try.
This is not your turn to speak. I'm not called on the defendant yet.
No, he doesn't, because I work from home, so he couldn't, like, I'm in the main living space all the time. He couldn't get away with it.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, E. White, would you like to defend yourself?
I pick up Gordy's poop all the time, okay? Like, whenever she poops in the house, get out of here. but no, again, I do my half. So, the chores are just split right down the middle. So, it's like, we're doing
dishes. You do the first, but I think your problem is you say you do the first half, then you expect Elise to come in and do the second half.
Yeah, I feel
which
like
is not
50-50.
Splitting your chores down the middle.
No.
But that's just me. I don't want to taint the juror poll pool.
Grow up.
Steve, taint. Oakdale, Steve, juror number one, thanks for your service this morning. What were your thoughts on the entire case of the half-done chores?
Well, so my girlfriend and I, we like to split things right down the middle. She does the cooking. I do laundry straight up. I won't fold her clothes just because I won't fold them right. Everyone's got their own way of folding things. However, I got to say, I'm on EY's side.
Let's go!
However, E-White, make a chart, you do yours, she does hers, makes life a little bit easier for you. But I will say, I do side on the side of the defendant.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, Steve, thank you for your service. We appreciate you doing your civic duty. Let's go all the way to Cannon Falls, south of town. Jasmine, you heard the arguments of both the plaintiff and defendant. Who do you think is right in this case, Jasmine?
I agree with the plaintiff on this one. I have to say that the chores are already split down the middle, and he thinks that doing his half halfway is half of the chores, but that's not how I agree.
So you're telling me that when he throws clothes in the Kenmore and then throws in a Tide Pod and then he leaves them wet in there for 2 days and says, "I did my share," that's not right?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so either.
No, I agree. Yeah.
Thanks for your service. Juror number two, Jasmine from Cannon Falls. Let's go all the way to, it's not that far away, Minneapolis. I can practically see you from here. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
You are the deciding juror here. Big responsibility. You've heard both sides. You've weighed it carefully. Who is the guilty party?
Sorry, E. White. I'm going to have to go that Elise is the winner on this side.
What did you base your verdict on?
It is about compromise in a relationship, but you don't compromise on doing half of one chore. You compromise on doing an entire chore. So your girlfriend might do all of the laundry, and you might do all of the dishes. It's not you do half of the laundry and she finishes it, or you do half of the dishes and she finishes it. Just finish one chore and get it over and done with, so you don't have to figure out who started it and who's going to end it.
Yep. Agreed.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
You know, thank you for your service and your explanation. Juror number three, Ashley, have a wonderful day.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so I think that the verdict is you are definitely not holding up your end of the duties in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I want you from now on to finish the jobs that you do. You start the laundry, you finish the laundry. I will say, if you find the dishwasher, because we've all been in this situation, you open the dishwasher to put a glass in, it's full of clean plates and glasses. You have to empty the dishwasher at that point. You cannot put the glass in the sink and pretend you never noticed the dishwasher was ready to be unloaded. So here's my sentence to you. Do your chores and also make dinner for her probably the next... this weekend, make dinner for her or take her out to dinner because you work the night show.
Let's do it. Absolutely. I'll chef it up. No worries. I can make... That's an easy punishment. Let's do it.
Would you like to make a victim's impact statement, Elise, at any point right now?
Jeez.
I will definitely appreciate him finishing the chores from now on. And also, if dinner could be like a once a week thing, that would be awesome.
Oh, I do like that. Is he a good cook, or are you hoping that he takes you to dinner once a week?
Don't lie. Don't lie to him.
No, he's a really good cook.
Okay. Yes. All right. There it is.
Okay. Gordon Ramsay, come get me.
And that's it for People's Court on KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. the show that makes a big deal out of the littlest things. My God. Yep. We'll be back with War of the Roses, which actually is a big deal. Thank you, Elise. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
By the way, I was going to say War of the Roses comes up in 10 minutes on KWB. This is one where she's up in Duluth seeing her parents, I think, and she gets a notification on her Ring doorbell app, and she looks at her phone, and she's like, wait, what in the... So she calls him to find out what's going on, if she really is seeing video that she thinks she is. But we'll get to the whole thing coming up on War of the Roses next on 101.3 KWB. All right, we got a couple of things on the dirt. First of all, we got some interesting stuff here. Tiger Woods was apparently going twice the speed limit when he crashed. Now, Fallon said the speed limit was like 45, but he was going 83 yeah. miles an hour. So I'm not sure how they figured it out, but here is some audio of the Tiger Woods incident.
The primary causal factor for this traffic collision was driving at a speed unsafe for the road conditions and the inability to negotiate the curve of the roadway. Estimated speeds at the first area of impact were 84 to 87 miles per hour.
Dang.
And the final estimated speed when the vehicle struck the tree was 75 miles per hour.
The impact of the vehicle when it hit the tree caused the vehicle to go airborne and do a somewhat pirouette, landing on its side. The event data recorder showed the acceleration pedal percentage was at 99% at the area of impact. There was no evidence of braking throughout this collision. It is speculated and believed that Tiger Woods inadvertently hit the accelerator instead of the brake pedal, causing that 99% rating on the accelerator pedal.
I mean, I guess that could be. You know, you think you're jamming on those, like, you know, you jam it on the brake yep. and you hit the accelerator.
I've done that before, like reversing. I was like, oh, there's a car. And I went to, like, hit my brake and I hit my gas and it shot me back. It was terrifying. I didn't hit anyone, but I got so close.
Can I ask you a question? I had this dream and you just reminded me. I had it again last night.
Yeah.
That the brakes on my car don't really work very well. And I'm trying to stop or I'm trying to park on a hill yeah. and the brakes don't really work very well. So I can't really stop. Like, I'm coming up on hitting somebody and I'm jamming on the brakes. And what does that mean? Does that mean I need to slow down? Okay, dream analysis, Fallon Bonsat.
So dream analysis expert we've had on the show before, she said that when you have a dream, it's always based on something that happened the day before. So it's not like something a month ago. It's the day before.
Like the day of. Like, yeah. Like last night's dreams would be about Wednesday. Right.
And it doesn't have to. And like things don't represent specific things necessarily. So like if you dream that someone ran over your dog, a dog represents loyalty or something like that. So that could mean like someone like broke your loyalty. So what I would guess is, yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory that either you're going too much and you need to slow down.
I don't think that's it.
It
used to be, not so much.
Or maybe, I don't know, but we would have to ask her then what it means. But I would say it means something that happened that day. Like you were going too hard that day. Or maybe you need to take a break on things.
It feels really deep. I figure you just, like, do you need an oil change? Do you need something to work on with your car?
I mean, it could be my brake lines aren't working very good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. If you see me down in the parking garage later with scissors, like, honestly, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal.
What? Remember that movie Footloose back in the 80s? Does anybody care about that movie or want me to move on?
Yeah, I remember it because I remember Kevin Bacon was in it. And then I remember they had the world's worst remake ever with Julianne Hough. Maybe the worst movie I've ever seen.
That one.
It was so bad.
Kevin Bacon said he needed a Valium to film a scene in Footloose. And here is Kevin Bacon.
The thing that made me the most nervous was there's this scene where I go before the town council to plead case. On the day that we were going to start shooting it, for the first time in my life, I broke out in hives. It's never happened to me before. And it was almost like having an alien, like, moving around my midsection, because it was like one giant welt, and then that went down, and then it moved over here, and that went down, and it really made a complete circle, and it was freaking me out. And the director said to me, you're just nervous, and here, I'm going to give you a half of Valium. So he gave me drugs, and I calmed down and played the scene, and the hives went away.
Now, I guess a Valium was like the 80s version of Klonopin.
Okay.
Which, let me tell you, if you get a fistful of Klonopin, you ever get that stuff? Oh, man, that's relaxing. Had a fistful of Klonopin before?
Maybe like a half fistful, okay, you know, I'm not as wild as you, Dave.
So, Fallon, what do you got on the dirt? Because we want to run moderately on time for War of the Roses.
Well, this came out yesterday. It was like really surprising, but also sadly not. The star of Bridgerton, Reggae Jean Page, basically he had auditioned for the role of Superman's grandfather in the Sci-Fi Channel's prequel series Krypton. However, a Hollywood exec nixed the idea by insisting that in Superman's fictional world, his granddad would never have been black. He tweeted after learning for the first time that's why he wasn't cast, because this happened a while ago before Bridgerton. Hearing about these conversations hurts no less now than it did back then. The clarification almost hurt more, to be honest. Still just doing my thing. Still, we do the work. We still fly. A lot of people say, it worked out, thankfully, because he became the star of Bridgerton, which was way bigger than this show that I've never heard of. And also, he could be playing the next James Bond, which is huge. They're actually saying it's like down between him and Idris Elba. Those are like two of the top contenders for the next Bond. I think both would be great. Personally, Regé Jean would be great, but I'm an Idris girl, you know? Like, I would rather see him as Bond. He just has, like, I don't know.
It's a tough competition. They both have dreamy accents. They're both super fit. Yeah.
They do, yeah.
Hey, I got to mention this one. Speaking of Dave's Dirt, Taylor Swift is taking you back to the vault tomorrow on KDWB to celebrate the release of Fearless, her version. So tune in all day tomorrow to hear Taylor share stories behind all your favorite tracks off the album. That's all day here tomorrow on the Twin Cities number one hit music station, KDWB. Now it's all about the scandal and the War of the Roses coming up next on KDWB. I'll give you a little preview. She is in Duluth last weekend, if I got this right. She gets a notification on her phone that somebody's at the door on her Ring doorbell app. Now her husband's back at home watching the kid, watching the, I don't know, whatever. He didn't go. She sees something on the Ring doorbell cam that makes her go, wait. And if you're thinking it's another woman or another, well, no, it's not.
Okay.
It's something even more questionable. Next on War of the Roses on KDWB, the Twin Cities number one hit music station.
Are they cheating? Chances are, yep, they're cheating. But just to make sure, it's the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB.
I had broccoli a little while ago, and now I have broccoli in my teeth because I'm trying to eat healthy, and I had broccoli, but now I keep going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that gross?
It is gross because I don't like mouth noises, so it really disgusts me.
What are your least favorite mouth noises? Would you say like sucking food out of your teeth?
Slurping is my least favorite. Slurping's my least.
What's funny because I happen to have a cup of coffee over here.
No.
One second.
Don't
hold on.
Do that to me,
Jenny,
today.
Hold on.
I hate it. I hate like it so that? Much. I hate it so much.
Okay, fine. Let's just get on with War of the Roses. I'm chatting with Becca. Becca lives here in the Twin Cities with her husband. But you were, where were you? You were out of town this weekend and he was up to something fishy. Hi, Becca.
Hey, yeah. So I was in Duluth this past weekend. I went up to visit my parents. And so while I was there, I got this notification from the Ring camera. I have the app on my phone for my Ring camera, and I get a buzz. Yeah. And so I look at it, and there was a motion at the front door. So then I can look at the camera and see, and I see that there's like a DoorDash delivery guy, and he's coming up to the door, and he like puts down a bunch of food, and it's like three big bags of food. And so I'm like replaying it, and I'm like, that's so weird. That's so much food. It just seems really weird. So I called my husband, and I was like, I just saw this DoorDash guy put down like a ton of food. Do you have someone over? Like, why did you order that much food?
So what kind of food did he get? Because I'm thinking if you get Buffalo Wild Wings, when I get Buffalo Wild Wings, then I have to get several different kinds. It might come in two bags, rarely three. Then I'll fool myself that I'm going to enjoy a salad. Mm-hmm. So I'll get a salad from Buffalo Wild Wings along with several different kinds. And I'll get like the wedge fries or something like that.
Delicious.
But never three bags. What kind of food did he get anyway, Becca? Did he ever say?
Yeah, when I talked to him, he said he got Chinese food. So I guess it would make sense that you get like a few different dishes if you're ordering Chinese, but it still seemed a bit over the top.
Not three bags, I don't think.
Yeah, so I asked him why he ordered so much, and he said that he just wanted to like save some for leftovers, which made me really suspicious because he hates leftovers. Like, he gets grossed out about food that's more than a day old. So I was like, that's really suspicious.
Okay. So he's telling you on the phone that he's trying to make an excuse, but are you believing him at this point? Or are you like, what's really going on? Because if it was a buddy over there, let's face it, if his friend Bob comes over, he's going to say, yeah, Bob came over, we're watching basketball.
Yeah.
But he didn't try to come up with it, so he instead comes up with a lie. Were you believing him at this point?
I mean, it still felt like really fishy to me, but he was just so like adamant that he just like wanted to have a lot of food because I was out of town. So he was kind of starting to like talk me around to it, and I was starting to believe him. And then just when I'm like getting ready to get off of the phone, I start to hear this dog barking in the background, and we don't have any pets. And so I just hear this like yippy, like high pitched little dog barking. And now I'm like, okay, what the f*** is that?
Okay, of course. Yeah, exactly. It's like, okay, I just about to believe your lie, and now I hear a dog barking. I don't mean to laugh at this one, but this talk about the like the bad luck of your husband. What did he say about the dog barking?
Yeah, I was like, what is that? And he claims that it was the TV. And I'm like, okay, if that's the TV, why don't I hear any other sounds? I don't hear any music, no voices. It doesn't sound like there's a TV show on. Is this just like the dog barking show? Like now I'm starting to get like angry because I feel like he's like just straight out lying to me.
Okay. Yeah, I can't imagine a show where it's all featuring just little dogs barking. So, but he's like, nah, swear to God, it's the dog. Swear to God, I'm really hungry. So you're at this point, you know you're not going to get a straight answer out of him. So that's why you're here on the War of the Roses, to find out what he's doing.
Yeah, I just want to find out the truth.
Okay. Well, we all want to know the truth. Mm-hmm. And we're going to help you get to that truth here in a second, because we're going to call him. Now, Fallon's out sick today, so Jenny is going to be the person from the phone company or the cable company or whatever. We'll call him. We'll say, hey, we're going to give you a customer satisfaction survey. If you take this survey, we will send a dozen roses to anybody you want to. And believe it or not, there are still guys in the Twin Cities that are clueless, that have never heard War of the Roses. Maybe they don't listen to KWB. I don't know. But we'll call him and see who he wants to send roses to. We'll also ask who he wants to attach a note. And then once he attaches the note, sends the roses, it obviously should be to his wife. Then we'll know at least whether he's, you know, interested in somebody else. If you're listening to the show, what do you think? Is there any possible way that he really did get busted by the door, by the Ring camera? Have you ever seen something suspicious on your Ring camera? Have you ever gone out of town and your partner had somebody over? And did you ever call your partner, there's a suspicious dog or noise? I mean, there's all kinds of things here. Let us know what you want to talk about. Send me a text at KDWB153921 or call me at 651-989-KDWB. We'll make the phone call to, it's Nick, right?
Yeah, Nick.
All right, we'll call Nick in a second. But before we do, let me know what you think is going on, whether this guy just had the worst luck or any similar experience you had. And we'll be back to make the call on part two. War of the Roses coming up on KDWB. And then we're going to talk to Jonathan Fogel, family law, to tell us anything that he can relate from this War of the Roses. Coming up next on KDWB. Interesting War of the Roses perspectives. Now, I'll give you, bring it up to speed here. So she was in Duluth, I think, last weekend. Her husband's back here in the cities. Now, if you have the Ring doorbell app, it'll buzz in your pocket and go, oh, there's motion at your front door. So then you look at it, and it's usually, it could be anything from a dog running through the neighborhood to the FedEx person or the UPS person coming up to your door to drop off a package. So she looks at it, and if you miss the motion, you can actually wind it back and watch the motion again. And that's when she saw somebody delivering food, like bags of food, to the front door. So she's like, calls her husband and says, did you just have like three or four bags of food delivered to the front door? He's like, yeah, I'm having a pig out day.
Yeah.
So, and then she gets him on the phone. And while she's on the phone with him, she hears a, is that a dog? They don't have a dog.
Yeah, that's a bad sign then.
Yeah, it's on the TV. And she's like, what are you watching, the dog channel? I mean, come on, that's dumb. And then, well, people are asking questions here because we always say on War of the Roses, what do you think? What do you make of this? So Amanda's on the phone from Medina. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What was your first thought on War of the Roses?
So it does sound sketchy, but honestly, I think he's innocent. I truly think that, like, when I order Chinese food, I get fried rice, I get wontons, I get sesame chicken, sometimes I get orange chicken, and they do put it in all separate containers. And so, I mean, obviously he's a guy, he's probably ordering a lot more food than I'm eating. Mm-hmm. So I can totally see that that's justified. And I guess I didn't know if they live in a house or not, but maybe it was a dog. Like, I live in an apartment, and there's been times where I'm on the phone and a dog will walk by and bark, or like my neighbor's dog will bark or something. Mm-hmm. And I know he said it was the TV, but I don't know. I don't think
You don't think it's enough?
To me, he just seems innocent. It seems justified to me.
Well, I was going to say, we got this text, and I feel like you would agree with this. It made me laugh, from Nicole. Leave the poor guy alone. He just wants to use his alone time to pig out, not feel judged.
I think there's a lot to that. Sometimes you just want to go, I want to eat everything that I possibly can. My wife is out of town. I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to work out really hard this week and make up for it. Amanda, we'll find out in a second. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Check this out. I caught my partner cheating because he unplugged the internet to our house so the Ring doorbell wouldn't go off.
Oh, so he could have just said, oh, yeah, the internet went down, but she figured it out. Maybe she got home and he had forgotten to plug the internet back in. Okay. Somebody else says, well, wait, why wouldn't she have also got a notification when the other woman or the other person walked up to the front door? He's not that stupid. He had her come in through the back door, the sliding glass patio door, or the garage door. That's what happens.
Yeah, a lot of people have texted like that, basically. And also, everyone's really defending his food situation. Like, if you ordered sushi, they do bag it separately. So it could be two bags of Chinese and one bag of sushi. Keep that in mind.
You know what? No, I just think it's the two things combined together. He doesn't like leftovers, but he had a whole lot of food. But have you ever ordered a lot of foods like, I'm not going to keep any of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat it. I don't want these fattening leftovers around here. I'm going to throw it away so I don't, well, don't go and eat it.
Yeah, if he is innocent, let's not shame him. For sure. Because we've all had those days where we're just bothering all the egg rolls.
Well, that's what this person said, already calling it. He wanted a food-filled night. I order enough takeout for four when I'm home alone so I can indulge with no shame. Where are you people living that you have shame? Because Jake and I both just look at each other and we're like, we're so gross and we overeat. Oh,
well, you remember the time, we'll get to the call in a second here. It was about 3-6 months ago. Susan and I are like, let's get some healthy lettuce wraps and like some sort of like, what are those? Like they're really light little shells and they have lettuce and like, you know, turnips
you did, like,
or whatever.
Spring rolls, basically.
Spring rolls, that's it. And that and some healthy kale salad. And we finished it. We're like, I am not in the least bit satisfied. Are you? Nope. Called Buffalo Wild Wings and ordered pretty much every flavor they
had.
Enough
for like five people. Yep.
All right, let's make the phone call on War of the Roses. Then we'll talk to attorney Jonathan Fogel and see what kind of insights he has that we can learn something from.
Hello.
All right, Nick, as promised for taking the survey, we have a dozen long-stem romantic red roses to send on your behalf. So I just need a name of who you'd like to send those roses to.
How about Amber?
Okay, Amber, awesome. And then we always attach a little note to it if you want to write anything on a note to send to her.
I can say anything on the note?
Yeah, whatever you'd like.
Okay. Say bend over.
Bend over?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sure. Sounds good.
Wow, this is really embarrassing and really awkward. It's clever and funny. I mean, if it's somebody that you love, like you would, maybe Andrew would say that to you.
Absolutely, he would.
But wow. Let me explain kind of what's going on here, Nick. You are pretty, well, I'll explain that too. So you've been busted. You've been kind of bamboozled a little bit. That phone call was not from your phone company, your cable company. They don't care about your customer satisfaction. We wanted to find out who you would send roses to. And when I say we, I mean me, Dave, over at KDWB, the morning show, and Jenny.
Hi.
But also, who really wanted to find out that you would send roses to is Becca, your wife, who just heard you send them to, who'd she send them to?
Amber? Someone named Amber, yeah.
And the card attached said,
bend over.
So, yeah, that kind of, that spells bad news for you, Nick.
Not really. I thought this whole thing was like a scam.
Technically.
It is. Yeah, but you know what? You don't have to explain it to me. Explain it to Becca, your wife, who's on the phone right now. Becca, do you want an explanation from Nick as to why he sent them to Amber with a card that says bend over?
I do. Hi, Nick. Who is Amber? And bend over? Are you serious?
Honey, first off, listen. I made up a name and I made up a thing. Because I thought this was a scam. I thought it was like, you know, one of those like rooms where people are all over and just, you know, like on computers and calling people like for soliciting stuff. So I was just like, I was messing around.
That's a very specific name for a scam.
Well, I can come up with another one. Anybody. It doesn't matter.
Let me get this, because it just struck me as somewhat plausible that if you're messing with a phone solicitor And they said, what would the card be? Bend over would be kind of a funny answer.
Yeah.
But I would have come up with a funny name to send the roses to, like alcoholic, something like that. Is that what you're claiming? Is that you, I don't want to try to help your story here, but are you claiming that you were messing with a phone solicitor?
Absolutely. I mean, bend over, I wouldn't say that to anybody on a card.
Well, but you did.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Man, I'm not doing anything like cheating or anything like that.
How can you explain? Let me ask you this one, though, because you know what? Thanks for taking time, Nick. I hope you're not too busy. You got a lot of stuff going on, Nick?
Well, my wife's on the phone now, so, I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, she is. But she was curious. She had the inexplicable 3 bags of Chinese food and the dog barking in the background over the weekend because she thought you had somebody over.
What? No. I was watching TV. The TV's super loud. I'm just here with the sound system up, you know? And I'm just ordering extra food because I want to eat food later, you know? Like, leftovers and stuff.
Becca, does he like leftovers?
No, Nick, you hate leftovers. You always throw them out. They gross you out.
It's Chinese food. It's always good. It, you know, whatever. No. It's fine.
You're being super shifty right now. I don't... Oh, man.
I don't like being trapped like this. You know, you
well, nobody really likes being trapped. I mean, you know, when you get busted, it's kind of like, I don't know, we had a little ambush for you. I don't know, you guys. It really... You know him better than I do. Becca, you know whether he would send a card to somebody that says bend over. You know whether he has leftovers. You know whether there's going to be a dog barking on TV. You know Nick better than we do. What do you think, Jenny? Do you think that he's guilty of anything?
I do, because I think that if he wanted to mess with the phone person, that he could have still sent bend over, but he could have said his wife's name regardless, and he chose a different woman's name.
Guys, that's crazy, man. Like, come on. I didn't do anything. I'm just messing around. And Chinese food was just extra food. And come on, man. I'm not cheating. I'm not doing anything like that.
So what do you think? I mean, it's up to you to decide. You don't have really a dog in this hunt. You don't have a stake in this one. But you should be so judgmental right now. Who really is telling the truth? I mean, did he really send a note to somebody with a card that says bend over?
Everyone says he's a liar.
Okay. But think about this. I want to hear their text in a second. We're going to talk to Jonathan Fogel, the attorney, too. But if you were scamming a phone solicitor and you're like, this is not real, they're not calling from my bank or my cable company, I'm going to send cards to a fictional woman and say the card should read bend over.
Right.
That would be something that any of the 3 or 4 of us would do if we thought about it. Mm. But you don't believe it. You think that he actually was, because that would be something that you also, if I sent flowers to Susan,
yeah,
I might say bend over as the card to be funny. If Jake sent flowers to you, I know that if Andrew sent flowers to you, he would be very likely to have the card say bend over, Jenny, because that's what that's your sense of humor, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If he said something lovey-dovey on it, I'd be like, what's
up? Who are
these
from? Yeah. Are we okay?
Yeah.
What do the text messages say? What do we got?
He's a liar. The high pitch, no, really confirms the cheating. He's lying. Is this guy really this dumb? Someone else said, my heart is broken for this girl. I hope she doesn't believe him. He's busted. And someone else just like, bend over.
I think there is some doubt in there, because it would be something that would be kind of funny if you are going to mess with a phone solicitor. Okay. Thanks for listening to War of the Roses. We do it every Thursday. If you miss it, then we do it later in the day after 9, and then Friday morning we do it again at 6:20 in the morning. If you miss any of it, or you want your sister or your best friend or your cousin Emily to hear it, then make sure they're listening tomorrow morning at 6:20 or later today after 9 o'clock. But we always try to make some sort of a lesson in there, too, something we can get something out of. So we got an attorney on the phone, and he charges by the hour. So we can't keep him too long.
Okay.
Because Jonathan Fogel, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you guys?
Good. So, Jonathan, you listened to War of the Roses as a family attorney, divorce attorney, whatever you want to call Jonathan. What was your takeaway from this?
Well, usually, these shows remind me of a story, and this is one where a Ring camera was involved. And in that case, the parties had installed a Ring camera at their home when they were married. When they got divorced, they never changed the password or access code to the Ring camera.
Okay.
And the ex-husband suspected that his ex-wife was living with someone and cohabitating, which in Minnesota has a large effect on the spousal maintenance or alimony payments.
And so he was able to access the Ring camera and see that her new boyfriend was essentially coming and going all the time and living at her house, that was then used as evidence to show that she was living with someone, which lowered his spousal maintenance.
No kidding. So really, the Ring camera was a good thing because it brought out the truth. It wasn't used to be deceptive. It was just like, whoops. And she probably didn't want her ex-husband to know that she was cohabitating, therefore lowering his support.
Right. I think in that case, you know, technology is great. You just have to remember to change passwords and things like that once you are divorced.
Yeah, I'm sure that happens a lot. If you share like an email or Facebook or whatever, and it's like, okay, get a divorce, and now they're reading through your email and you don't know.
Yeah.
Apple ID is another one. Watch that Apple ID, counselor. I'm just telling you.
Yes, that's right.
So you
that's
have right. You have four or five tips for people who are meeting up with a divorce lawyer.
Yeah, I do. I mean, sometimes, you know, going through a divorce makes people really anxious. And sometimes it's the first time they've met with an attorney, or certainly met with an attorney to hire them. So I really have four things that you should expect from when you first meet with your divorce lawyer or do a consultation. Okay. And the first one is, what you should expect is that lawyer will give you an explanation of the divorce process, sort of like a roadmap of what to expect during that process.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
The number two is that attorney should give you an overview and have a discussion with you about custody and parenting time if you have kids, and really explain what the law is regarding custody and parenting time.
Because a lot of it is not arbitrary. It's like that there is legal standards for, like, okay, you get the kids this part, I get the kids this part, unless there's some extent, I don't know, but it's like some circumstances where it's like Fallon doesn't get the kids because she's smoking a lot inside the house and also has a gambling problem, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't know either of those things about Fallon, but
it's
maybe
true.
You can talk to somebody.
It's not true. I get it, I spend it.
There are laws that control how the court makes decisions about custody and parenting time, and you want your attorney to explain those to you so you know going into the process of what might happen.
Okay.
And the third thing is the same thing is around assets and liabilities and how assets are divided. There are laws that talk about marital and non-marital property, and you want your attorney to have a discussion with you and explain to you what that law is. So, again, you have a better understanding of what to expect.
That's what everybody wants to know. How is this going to be divided up? How are we going to divide up our cabin up at the lake? How we have to sell the cabin? Who gets the money from it? My dad just left us $100,000. Who gets the $100,000?
Yeah.
Talking to Jonathan Fogel. We're going to wrap up in a second here and get to favorite musical moments. But these are things you should talk about with your attorney when you are sitting down for the first time. And you have one more.
One more is that attorney should really have a discussion with you about what their fees are and what the related costs are going to be going through a divorce. It's all about managing expectations and setting the expectations for clients so they know really how much something like that is going to cost.
Okay. Find out more, set up a consultation. Remember, you know, if you don't remember these questions, Jonathan will remind you when you sit down with him, either Zoom or on the phone or in person. Go find Jonathan at FogelFamilyLaw.com, F-O-G-E-L, FogelFamilyLaw.com. Thanks, Jonathan, for helping us out. We appreciate it.
Thank you both very much. You guys have a good weekend. Fallon, no more smoking in the house.
Okay, what am I supposed to do? Like, open a window? It's not a car, Jonathan. Grow up. God.
You'd be the worst client ever. Worst client ever.
Can I borrow money? I ask him on day one. He's like, that's not how those work.
Okay. Find him on FogelFamilyLaw.com. We ready for favorite musical moments?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Favorite musical moments are always a lot of fun. These are basically the parts of a song where you say, I love this part of the song, and then you call that favorite musical moments hotline. We get a bunch of calls, and rather than explain it, I'll just launch right in.
Perfect.
Here we go with our first one.
Hi, this is Brianna calling with my favorite musical moment, calling from Big Lake, Minnesota, home of the ridiculously large baked potato that pre-COVID you'd see in the parades that they made the adorable princesses ride.
Oh my God.
The thing is ugly. But my favorite musical moment is from AJR Bang, right around 1:15, when you hear them say metronome, and then you hear the click of the metronome behind the music. Love you guys. Thanks. Bye. It's time to grow.
metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming.
I'd heard him say metronome a million times, but I never heard the metronome in the song.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that one. Here's another one.
Nice touch.
Hi, my name is Brittany. I live in Osseo, Minnesota, home of Osseo Meat Market and this girl's best time place. I don't know. My favorite musical moment is from Coldplay. I love them from their song Everglow. It's the part where it's like 3 minutes and 29 seconds in, and the part when he yells, can you give me this feeling, Everglow? Yeah, I know I'm a terrible singer.
Yeah,
sorry.
You are. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
No, 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 it's good.
Because I live for this feeling, this Everglow.
Oh, little, I like when a voice cracks in a song a little bit like that.
I got to tell you. Brittany, I also love me some Coldplay. Just saying, that was my winning song Wednesday song on the show yesterday. Yeah. What did we do? Clocks or Speed of Sound, Jen?
You did Clocks and you won.
I did win.
You did win.
Yeah.
So he won then?
He won.
I did win, yeah.
Yeah.
Another favorite musical moment.
Hi, my name is Zoe. I live in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, home of the greatest Dairy Queen ever. Oh. My favorite musical moment is from Hilary Duff. Wake up. That's right, Fallon. I'll take Hilary Duff. Stuff it, David. My favorite part is Brandon Union when she yells, in the background. Bye, guys.
We need more Hilary Duff on KDWB.
I don't know that that's true. I don't.
Why not? Take a crazy chance.
I don't know it's true.
I do want Lizzie McGuire back, though. Real talk, yes.
Here's another favorite musical moment. We got a bunch of these.
Hi, my name is Kelsey from Hanscom Air Force Base in Massachusetts.
Wow.
My favorite musical moment is from the song Bad with Two D's by the Ying Yang Twins. It starts with Mike Jones having a back and forth with himself and then calling out all the names. And then it says, Colin Clark and Swisher House in this, check it out. And then it goes, doo, 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 doo. I'm looking for a dime. Thank you.
We got Ying Yang Twins and Mike Jones in the house tonight. Yeah. Colin Park is Swisher House in his. Right. Check it out.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Kelsey, whether it's you or your partner that are serving in the Air Force, thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate you listening all the way in Massachusetts on an Air Force base, so thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh.
From my hometown, not my hometown, but my current town of Chanhappen, Minnesota.
Hey, my name is Megan, and I'm from Chanhappen, Minnesota, home of the one and only Dave Ryan and Lotus Lake. One of my all-time favorite musical moments is from Come Sail Away by Styx. After a long two-minute slow intro, it goes, and we'll try best that we can to
carry on.
Couldn't resist.
And the guitar coming, bum, 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 bum. It's me air drumming every time I hear it. Love you guys.
She took it home.
But we'll try best that we can to carry on.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know if I'd call that a moment or an entire song.
Yeah, seriously.
Dads around the Twin Cities are like, yeah, Styx rocks when they come into the local casino. Here's Nate from EP.
Hi, this is Nate from Eden Prairie, home of Tavern 4 and 5 and the Round Lake Splash Pad. My favorite musical moment is from The Way You Move by Outkast. About 10 seconds in, they go boom, 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 and then they go and my daughter, Lila, and I love to dance with it. It's awesome. Have a great day.
Yeah. So,
okay, love that, Nate. Thank you. Favorite musical moments, little parts of songs that you always turn up and that you love. We got a bunch of these. Thanks for all the calls. I hope you hear yours on the radio if you called in, because we got a bunch more to go.
My name is Kelly. I'm calling from New Brighton, home of Brewhouse Coffee Shop and Long Lake Park. My favorite musical moment is in We Found Love from Kevin Harris and Rihanna. She sings, we found love in a hopeless place. And then it goes, dun, 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 and it builds up until it explodes into the music at the top.
Yes.
We found love in a hopeless place.
I like it. Here's Aaron in Plymouth.
This is Aaron in Plymouth.
Yes.
Home of the new Panda Express, built across the street from Lian Chin. My favorite musical moment comes from Halsey's Without Me. Right after she sings, "If they laugh, then F them all," there's a ghostly voice who reiterates, "All."
Never noticed any of you. Aaron, sharp ear on that one.
Aaron's the one that had it in that Sean Paul song. What was it? Do you remember what it was, Jenny?
Was Sean Paul or Pitbull?
It was Sean Paul, I'm pretty sure. Because it was like a weird Sia Sean Paul that like was popular. It was so funny. Yes, yeah, Cheap Girls. But there it's like the line that he has, and it's so funny in there. And he had like, anyway, this is a terrible story because I don't have the example
to
give you.
It's a good story, yeah.
Hold on, let me find it. Let me Google that.
So good.
Yeah, okay.
Let me know. Another favorite musical moment. We got a bunch of these.
Hey, this is Nick Naylor from Salt Lake City, Utah, home of the Mormons and Crown Burger. My favorite nice. Musical moment is in Beastie Boys' Sabotage, when about a minute and 40 seconds in, all the music stops, but then a sweet bass solo and guitar solo come in, and they all start screaming, "Why?"
This sounds like 90s skate videos. It's so great.
It's one of my all-time, Dave doesn't love Beastie Boys, just really? So you know, fun fact, but this is, it's one of my all-time favorite, just crank up the like radio and the car songs. I love Sabotage.
It's okay. You know what? Yeah. You can like Beastie Boys. I don't. I like Slow Clap and you don't, so that's fine. Whatever you guys want to do. We're not done yet. We've got more musical moments than we probably ever had. We'll probably have to take a break in a second here and come back with more of these. But here's another one from Nicole.
Hi, this is Nicole from Isanti, home of the Redbirds baseball team. And my favorite musical moment is in the song Ocean Avenue by Yellow Card at the very beginning when there's a guitar playing. And then the cymbal crashes and the rest of the instruments come in.
My favorite musical moments are usually drums. Yeah. Something to do with drums. So
I can literally, I don't even know this for a fact, but I'm going to guarantee that Jake would tell me, yeah, my band covered that. His seventh grade band. When, by the way, at the time, I found out his online screen username was Squirrel Chaser. So, like, honestly, he's so embarrassing. But he had a band, and he performed at seventh grade birthday parties, and he brings up any chance he gets.
That is cool. I admire that guy. Yeah, Jake. You seen the viral video going around? It's like in the last week or so. It's a seventh grade band, and they're playing some hard ass rock song somewhere, and the keyboard's up on a stand, like one of those folding accordion stands. The keyboard drops to the floor about 15 seconds into the song, and nobody knows what to do. The boys are like, we don't have any stage experience. We don't have any idea what to do, so we stand here awkwardly.
Oh, no.
And a teacher finally comes out and says, yeah, applause. Come on.
It didn't even cross his mind to like try to put the stand back up or hold it on his lap or something. There it is.
He should have thrown it up, hit the wall or something.
Yeah.
We'll be back. More favorite musical moments coming up in a second on KDWB. Hey, before we get back to favorite musical moments, the award show for fans is back. It's the iHeartRadio Music Awards coming to KDWB and Fox on Thursday, May 27th. Choose your favorite artists and songs to win the iHeartRadio Music Award for Best Fan Army or Best Lyrics or Best Cover Song and more. Vote now at iHeartRadio.com/awards. That's iHeartRadio.com/awards. Kind of a fun website to like poke around, give yourself a little mental break from whatever it is you're doing while you're working from home. iHeartRadio.com/awards. Let's go to Belle Plaine, a little bit southwest of here. I think it's home of Emma Crumbie's. I'm not sure.
Belle Plaine, I believe so. Yeah.
Belle Plaine? Yeah, it could be. This is Steve from Belle Plaine with a favorite musical moment.
Hey, this is Steven from Belle Plaine, home of the two-story outhouse. And my favorite musical moment is in Best Love Song by T-Pain and Chris Brown. Towards the end of the song, after the key change, when the music and the singing cuts out and the guitar goes, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Good one, Steven. Okay, so this is a former coworker. Allie used to work over across the hall at Cities 97.
Oh, yes.
So she listens to our show. I think she lives down in South Dakota now.
Yeah.
She listens on iHeartRadio. So Allie called in.
Hey, Dave. It's Allie. I miss you so much. I just saw
your tweet, and so I wanted to let you know my favorite musical moment is Paula Abdul in Straight Up when she goes, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
That's a good one.
It's the best. Okay, I love you, Dave. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Okay, that is a good one.
It's so good. Yeah.
You know what I like we're doing? We're crossing all genres here.
100%.
Styx to T-Pain to Paula Abdul.
Can I just let you know that I did perform that song at the Strawberry Festival? It was a lip sync competition. I did perform it. I was asked, because it was put on by the Catholic Church, to not perform it. But I was like, you can't hold me back. I got to do Paula.
You did lip sync.
I did lip sync.
What did they find offensive in the Paula Abdul song?
I think Paula Abdul in general was just considered a little bit more scandalous. So by my second performance, I was pushed over to a Faith Hill song.
Oh, really?
Because it was a little bit more savory.
Okay,
you know?
I got you. Good call, Catholic festival.
Yes, Strawberry Festival. I wasn't Catholic, by the way.
I know you're not, no.
I just am a performer.
Let's go all the way down to Rochester and Millie, favorite musical moment.
My name is Millie. I'm from Rochester, the home of the Mayo Clinic.
Yep.
My favorite musical moment is from Guns N' Roses' November Rain, Slash's guitar solo. Well, that's it.
I love it, Billy. Good one, Millie. Thanks for listening on iHeartRadio down in Rochester. Let's go north. Want to go north?
All right.
Here we go.
Hi. Hey, y'all. This is Laura calling from Andover, also known as Edina of the North. Mm-hmm. And we are home of Olympic gold medal winner, hockey goalie Maddie Rooney. Woohoo! Hey. Go Huskies. And my favorite musical moment is from the song All Time Low by John Bellion. At about the 2:40 mark, he's singing low, 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 low. And then kind of right in the middle of it, he sighs. Because, you know, he's sighing in defeat because he's at, you know, an all-time low.
We get it, yeah.
And then it just goes up from there. But that sigh is my all-time favorite musical moment. Love you guys. Thanks.
Sometimes I forgot about that
we
song.
Me too. Sometimes we didn't notice these. Here's another Laura. We're going to go out west this time.
Hi, this is Laura from Plymouth, Minnesota. Home of the Enormous Wise at a high school and the alpaca farm at the Orchids Greenhouse.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
My favorite musical moment is from the song This Feeling by the Chainsmokers featuring Kelsey Ballerini. There's a part that goes, no one listens to me, so I'll put it in this song. Whoop! And I really love that part with the whoop. You can't find it anywhere else in the song, although you'll hear those lyrics. That's the only time that you hear that. And I love it. Thanks so much. Bye. No one listens to me, so
I put it in this song. They nice. Okay, I like that one. We've got more. Here's your friend Tony from Northeast.
Hey, what's up? This is Tony from Northeast Minneapolis, home of the Moose on Monroe and Benita from Northeast Minneapolis.
Yeah.
My favorite musical moment is from Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back. When he goes, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, huh? And then you hear the whoop in the background that goes, all right, thanks. I ain't got a motor in the back of a Honda. My anaconda don't
want none unless you got buns, hon. You can do side bends or sit-ups. Tony, it's good to hear from you. Shout out to Vanita.
You need to leave Vanita alone, okay?
Why?
You're always coming on to Vanita right in front of Tony.
The moose shout out is my favorite part. Shout out to the Moose on Monroe. It's the best.
What is the Moose on Monroe?
It's like this dive bar. It's literally like blocks away from my apartment. It is the best. It's exactly what you think it is.
Okay, we're down to a couple more. Here's Jenna.
Hi, this is Jenna from Minneapolis, home of Dave's favorite sculpture of all time, the Cherry and the Spoon.
Garbage.
My favorite musical moment is from Paramore. That's What You Get. About 1:10 in when it breaks down to just the guitar and the drums come in and it goes...
Nailed it.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
I wonder.
I miss Paramore. They were so good. I love Paramore.
What happened to Paramore anyway?
Just I don't know. Haley Williams still does stuff. I think they just like split up as a band because they just, I think it was one of those things where they grew apart kind of thing.
She kind of did the same thing Panic at the Disco did where it's just like they had the full band and then it was like two of them.
Yeah.
So it kind of fell apart.
Ryan in EP.
Hey, my name's Ryan. I'm from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, home of Eden Prairie High School, which is the size of a small college campus and a bunch of other lakes that are full of goose poop, probably. It was from.
Okay, Ryan, you didn't do a lot of research into find out what's in Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
I mean, they're known for their goose poop.
There's
so
not,
many geese.
They're not. They're
so
not.
Many geese.
No, they're not. They're known for, first of all, Eden Prairie Center.
Shields.
And also that spring, Shields, And also that spring that people go and fill water jugs. Ryan, next time do your homework, but go ahead and continue.
I've seen as a resident, and my favorite musical moment comes in Save Your Tears by the Weeknd at about the 120 mark. The song slows down and he goes, save your tears for a mother day. And then he goes, thank you.
I like your moment, Ryan, but now I'm kind of sad because we're down to the final favorite musical moment.
No. Hi, I'm calling you for my favorite musical moment. My name is Jamie. I'm from Amory, Wisconsin, home to Lake Wapagasic and the Mix-Up Bar.
Yep.
My favorite musical moment is in Van Halen's Hot for Teacher, and it's about 2 minutes 40 seconds in, and David Lee Roth says, I brought my pencil, and it always makes me laugh. Thank you guys so much. Bye.
And that's it for favorite musical moments. So now that you know how it works, we'll get you on next time for favorite musical moments. Coming up on KWB, you can't make this stuff up. Most of us plan on doing this, but we never get around to it. Are you one of the people who plan on it but never get around to it? I'm not talking about working out or losing weight. It's something much easier than that. We'll cover it next.
2, 3, 4. It's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
This is something we plan on doing, but then we never really get around to it. I actually do, and that doesn't make me any better than anybody else, but I love leftovers, and that's what I'm talking about here.
Oh, okay.
61% of us said we always put our leftovers in the fridge. So you got leftover anything from meatloaf, you got leftover hot dish. You stick it in the fridge,
yep.
But then you never get around to eating it. So 2 in 3 people put it in the fridge, and then a week later, you go, oh, this old ham from Easter, gross, throw it away.
That's what Jake, my husband, does. I usually eat at least 50% of the leftovers. Like, I have it for at least one more meal. There may be, like, if there are 3 chicken breasts, I'll eat at least one more of them. But then the other one or two will go to waste, probably.
66% said even when they're just cooking for themselves, they end up making enough to feed a family. And what about you? Leftovers? Do you love them or hate them? Do you know there's leftovers in your fridge right now, knowing that you'll never eat them? Or are you a leftover fanatic, whipping up dinners from what you have in the fridge like you're on an episode of Chopped? I do this on Taco Tuesday. We have like burritos and we have tacos. And the leftovers, I'll make up my own. I'll stick them in a little Gladware box. And then the next day I'm like, I sit in front of some sort of a plane crash TV show on Smithsonian, and I will down the rest of the tacos and burritos.
Yes.
Good I don't have you. A problem with that.
You could always make like a burrito or a quesadilla from your leftovers, too. That's one thing I've learned. There's this one TikToker who's actually here in Minneapolis, and all he does is just take his leftovers and make burritos out of them.
Oh, that's awesome.
And now I'm just like, I want to make these recipes, put them all up. Like, seriously.
Yeah. But also, some things are better the next day after they marinate a little bit, like a casserole or like a soup, for instance. Sometimes they're better day two.
Lo mein all the time.
Yeah.
What about when you, like your leftover Easter ham? Today is Thursday. You probably have leftover Easter ham because you get a big giant ham.
Okay.
It's in the Gladware. It's in the Ziploc. It's in the fridge. Are you going to eat the ham? Are you making ham sandwiches? We're going to go around the room, get an opinion from everybody here. Fallon, what do you do?
I would for probably 1 to 2 days. But by today, like since Easter was Sunday, it'd be gone.
I'd be tossing it. Okay.
I know, I'd toss it.
Oh, so it's old for you.
Yep.
To me, that ham is good until Sunday. After Sunday, a week, the refrigerator is more than a refrigerator. It's a magic keeping box.
Oh, I know
so
this
it'll
about
preserve
you.
Things, yeah.
I've seen the hard-boiled eggs you bring in for like the Easter-colored ones, and it'll be like April 30th, and I'm like,
of
no.
2004.
Yeah, those are not good still.
No. Jenny?
Yeah. I'm disgusting. So I would say about a week and a half to 2 weeks after Easter, I'd still be eating that ham.
2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's pushing it a little bit.
I don't know, but I like to push the limits.
Okay. E. White.
See, I'm kind of like Fallon in the sense of like 1 to 2 days it's gone, but it's because I destroyed it and I already eaten it. Okay. So like I'm just, you know, I'm pretty quick with leftovers. I love them.
Do you ever go to get a little snack out of the fridge and go, oh, that's way too much. I couldn't eat all of that. The next thing you know, the whole package is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that the other day with leftover ham. Yeah. It's like, okay, oh, I'm just going to have a couple little slivers. Next thing you know, there's like a little ham juice in the bottom of the bag, and I'm like, oh, well, that didn't take long.
That's me with any pizza box ever. It's like, I'm going to take a slice. Four slices later, I'm just crying in the corner.
Shout out again to Belluto. They're a restaurant that Fallon turned me on to, and she'd been bitching at me for like 3 weeks. Mm. Go to Belluto. And I'm like, I tried to go there a weekish or so ago, and they were closed.
They're closed on Mondays, I guess.
As of Monday. So I went there last night. I went to the one in South Minneapolis, mm-hmm. and it's a little hole in the wall.
It is.
It's a walk-up. Don't sit down. You walk up. You place your order.
Yeah.
And they're super friendly. And I said, what's an empanada? Because they have empanadas and pizzas. And they said, basically, I will tell you what they didn't tell me is that basically it's a really good hot pocket that doesn't suck.
Yep. Mm.
And then I got the pepperoni pizza. And I would say next to Joey Nova's and right up there with Joey Nova's, it's the best pizza that I've ever had in my life. Pepperoni.
It was so good. Yeah, I've had other ones now, like, but I usually stick to the basics and do pepperoni. But they have other ones that are really tasty too. So if you're feeling frisky next time, you get one of the pepperoni and one to like sample. Just try something new.
I've been trying to find just a good pizza place. Being from the East Coast, like, we're spoiled out there. So, like,
style of pizzas is East Coast known for?
It's all New York, like, style pizza.
What is New York style? What does that mean?
New York style is, like, just the thin crust, you know.
Huge slices.
Yeah, huge slices. It's not like the Chicago style where it's, like, the little squares or whatever.
Yeah, I don't like the deep dish.
No,
like Chicago, no.
Deep dish puts me to sleep.
It's,
I mean,
too,
it's good,
filling.
But it puts me to sleep.
One piece, I'm like, no.
It's a lot of bread.
It's too much, yeah. I don't like it.
I'm not going to go. There's really no such thing as a bad pizza.
That's fair.
I mean, they're really, even a Totino's party pizza that is like awful thin crust and like, you know, two pieces of pepperoni on there. Still, it's like, it's pizza.
True. That is true.
Not bad. Coming up also, I want to tell you about the woman's, she had the longest in the world and finally got rid of them. What do you think it was that she had the longest in the world? Maybe I gave too much away.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't. Okay. We'll cover that on Dave's Dirt in a second.
Also, Iggy Azalea, she really called out some really famous guys who have been sliding into her DMs in a TikTok video. And then the sleuths of the internet went to work and figured out who it is. So I have the list of the guys that have been sliding into Iggy's DMs. And that's coming up in Dave's Dirt.
On KDWB, the Twin Cities number one hit music station. There's always something I got to tell you about. So let me tell you about this one. But don't miss a major KWB Star Party 2021 announcement Monday, April 19th. So we're about 15 days out, something like that, less than that. April 19th with the Dave Ryan Show, 7:20, only on KWB. Yes, there is a Star Party this year. We'll have the news for you on April 19th. I don't expect you to remember that. I just want you to put it somewhere in the back corner of your mind to be listening, and I'll remind you.
It's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Cher is in trouble, and this is kind of a weird thing that I just found out a little while ago. I guess that she had tweeted, she had Mark Wahlberg herself. Now, what do I mean by that? Mark Wahlberg, right after 9/11, maybe within a year or so after 9/11, Mark Wahlberg, who is an action hero in the movies, and he's a badass in the movies, but he's just a regular guy, but he's got a grand sense of self, let's say. He said, you know, if I'd been on that plane, things would have gone down a whole lot different, which is ridiculous, insulting, demeaning, and embarrassing.
Referring to 9/11.
That's what I just said. Yes. If I'd been on that plane, it would have gone down differently. So Cher has basically Mark Wahlberg herself. She said, I know this is going to sound crazy. She's talking about George Floyd. If I kept thinking maybe if I'd been there, I could have helped. Which a lot of people are like, where do you get this idea?
Yeah.
Ever in hindsight, where do you get this idea that you're better than the other people that would have been there? Yeah. You're better than the circle of dozens of people. You could have helped somehow. Well, sure, in hindsight,
right.
Anybody there in hindsight, had they known that George Floyd was going to die, they would have said, okay, you got to get off now.
Well, people were saying that. Yeah. And that's right.
Well, they would have gone up and physically removed him.
So.
But Cher being... Cher has lost touch with reality like as of 1972. Cher got so big that she has not been a normal person for a long time. She's now apologizing after several people accused her of being a, quote, white savior and making Floyd's death all about her. She says, I know people apologize when they're in a jam, but hand to God, I'm truly sorry if I upset anyone in the black community. I know my heart. That was on Twitter. So there's really nothing more to say about that. You can draw your own conclusions, but I will stick with the fact that Cher lost touch with reality circa 1972.
Don't you feel like that was kind of always her thing, though? Like, she never really, I mean, she's always had that attitude. Like, that is never, like, she was never, like, the girl next door.
Like, it's part of her vibe, just kind of the character she's built.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. But, I mean, Cher, she was very successful and beautiful and rich and famous from a young age, like 20 years old. And she's never been not successful, beautiful, rich, privileged, whatever. And I think that messes with you. I think about Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande, when we met her 10-ish years ago, I don't know exactly when, she was the girl next door wearing a tutu backstage at Star Party. Wasn't she wearing some sort of a tutu kind of thing?
She was, but she was already successful then. Because she had already had huge hit Nickelodeon shows. So she was already like Jonas Brother fan screaming status. But that was when she came to Star Party, she was breaking through, like, on radio. So she was new to radio, but she was not new to being a celebrity.
Right, but she seemed like, but she was a C-lister celebrity back
then. Totally, yeah. Sure,
sure. Now she's a double A-lister.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think it's really changed her. And I really don't think that most people going through that process of being a celebrity, that it doesn't change them. Some people, it changes them more. Like, you could look at somebody like a Will Smith and say, you've been famous since you were on Fresh Prince 30 years ago, and he's still kind of the same person.
Totally. Yeah.
Then you look at somebody like Mariah Carey, who got famous around 30 years ago, too, and she's unrecognizable as a human being.
Yeah, very weird. I think some people, like, put up a guard very quick and, like, lose that vulnerability. And I think that Ariana Grande might be a good example of that, because she became famous in the social media era, whereas Will Smith didn't. And I think that's totally different, too, because you have, like, such hateful critiques constantly that I feel like you pull back. Like, look at Taylor Swift. Over the course of her career, she went from being, like, very open and sharing everything to now she shares basically nothing. Like, it's so limited.
Who is that again?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, right.
Yeah. She went from sharing everything to being like, oh, wait, no, when I share stuff, you turn it on me and attack me, so I'm done being vulnerable with you people.
Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I was looking at the next story here. This is the woman who had the world's longest nails.
Oh.
Finally cut them off. Okay. How long was each nail? Well, maybe it'll say it in the clip. Maybe play it for you. If it doesn't, I'll tell you.
Here we go. It's a big moment. Okay.
We're
going to go right here.
Oh, God.
I'm going to make
sure you're
in there.
Is that a saw?
Yep.
Hate it. No, I don't want it.
Instant relief with the thumb. Uh-huh. Instant.
Well, what do you think of your new hands?
I love it. They've been with me for years. 27, 28 years old. Uh-huh. It's a little emotional, but I'm not going to cry.
Her nails were older than EY.
I know. What?
Wow. They were 2 feet long.
And they start curling and waving at that point.
I don't know how you would do everything from scratch your ear, go to the bathroom, how you would, there's so many things that it would keep you. How do you sleep?
And how heavy were they, I wonder?
Yeah, right?
I think they're pretty light. I don't know. Yeah, I think they're probably pretty light. Here's a woman who didn't know she was pregnant. She thought it was pandemic weight, and then something. No. She didn't know she was pregnant. She thought it was just a little pounds from the pandemic.
Okay.
I did feel a little like flutters, I suppose, but I just kind of thought it was gas. I didn't know what it was. I'm in the middle of the archway of the bathroom, screaming, freaking out. Yeah. If you look back at it now, you see there were signs that said, okay, missed menstrual cycle, but that was always normal for me. And the weight gain, but I just hopped on keto and I said, okay, well then maybe it's my own fault. It's the COVID-19. And even in the ambulance ride, I was like, how did this happen? Like, I mean, I know how it happened. But I mean, really?
As a man, I have no business weighing in on this one. But as a man, I've always thought, are you so unaware of the fact that you had unprotected sex and you've missed your menstrual cycle and you think it's just weight gain? And as a man, I have no clue. But what do you think?
Most women, if they're not trying to have a baby, are hyper aware if they have unprotected sex. Like, oh, God, please get my next period. Like, realistically, if you were not trying to have a baby. And then if you miss it, now I get that she says she, it sounds like she says she has irregular ones, but like, yeah, come on. I have never understand it. I get like some people carry a baby pretty easily, but it's pretty hard to miss that you're pregnant. Pretty hard.
Thanks for validating a guy that has no clue about a woman's body. And when I say no clue about a woman's body, I don't even know where the most sensitive part, I forget which armpit the most sensitive part is under. You know, the part
it depends on her dominant hand.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got to try out both armpits to get to the sweet spot?
You'll know when you're there.
Really?
Yeah, it's when she says, get out!
Is that when?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. This is Shaq. This is pretty cool. You'd never hear anything bad about Shaq. He's in his Zales. Now, it's just funny that Zach is in his Zales because you would think he'd have his own personal, customized, expensive, high-end jeweler. He's hanging out at the Zales. Maybe he's on his way to Orange Julius at the mall. I don't know.
Probably.
And he sees somebody who is buying an engagement ring, so he pays off their engagement ring for them. Here's Shaq.
I went in there to get some loop earrings, and I seen a guy come in. He was just so shy. He was saying, hey, how much do I owe to pay off my ring? It was just, and I was like, my man, how much is the ring? And this is something that I do every day. The other day, me and my mom went furniture shopping, and this lady, she had an autistic daughter. Mm. And, you know, she was also, you know, looking to pay for some furniture. And I just took care of her. So I'm into making people happy. So whenever I leave the house, I just try to do a good deed.
I think it's so sweet. Can I tell you a story that's a little bit inappropriate, but I hope you'll laugh at this one. You've heard this one, Fallon.
Okay.
So he mentions autistic daughter. So there was somebody in my family, and I don't want to say who, but they think that they might be on the spectrum somewhere.
Okay.
So one of my sisters says, yeah, they're going to have him tested for Hershberger's. And I said, Hershberger's? What is Hershberger's? They said, well, it's a form of like autism. And I said, oh, you mean Asperger's? Okay. Yeah, Asperger's. And I was giggling because she said Hershberger's.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how there was a mistake there.
It happens.
But it does happen, I guess.
Straight.
Real quick, Shaq owns a lot of Krispy Kremes. Can we try to get him an email to bring one to Minnesota?
They had them here. Yeah,
they had them and they bombed because they came out right during the low carb phase. Oh. So they built a million Krispy Kremes around Minnesota. They're all banks now.
Yeah.
He also owns a bunch of other like chain restaurants.
He's
too.
A cop too. He's just out here chilling, doing everything.
Just making so much cash. That's why it's so easy for him to pop into Zales and buy someone's engagement ring. Not because of his basketball career, because of everything he's done after his basketball.
Cream.
Yeah.
Speaking of health issues, pretty much everybody in the show is either had as of yesterday or this week or is going to have the COVID vaccine. I went in yesterday. Shout out to Rheem Dermatology up in Roseville. And I walked in. There's a sign that says, wait outside before your appointment and go in exactly the time of your appointment. Woman comes out and she was like friendly to all the people waiting. She's like, you don't have to wait until your appointment time. Go on in. They're running way ahead of schedule anyway. I walked in, literally showed my ID, showed my insurance card. They took a picture of it. I walked over to Jessica. Jessica said, which arm do you want it in? I'm like, oh, like right now? And she's like, yeah. So I picked the chair up. I spun it around so she'd get to my right arm, which is my dominant arm. That's my pitching arm. So
pitching, then.
It's my pitching arm, exactly. So she gave it to me, painless. She said, sit in your car for 15 minutes. I said, perfect time to play some Match 3D.
Yep.
Sit in your car for 15 minutes in case there's any weird side effects. Boom, you're out of here. A little sore arm. Almost 24 hours later, I'm fine.
Good. I'm glad.
You had a different experience.
I did. I did my left arm because I thought it would be better to not, because I had heard it would hurt your arm pretty significantly, so I didn't want it to be my dominant arm. And then I was hit like someone took like a pillowcase of bricks and just hit my body multiple times.
Yeah, that's weird.
I was real tired, real weak. I'm not ruling out that it could be something else that just lined up perfectly with me getting the vaccine. I don't know. But I think the like tired, weak portion is part of the effects of the vaccine. My arm doesn't bother me at all. I was out yesterday because of it, and it worried me because I was like, maybe I should get a COVID test just to be sure. I did. I tested negative, so thank God for that. But, yeah, and I know Jenny got hers yesterday. She did the Johnson & Johnson, which is the one shot.
So that's one shot. See, I've got the Moderna.
And I got Pfizer.
Two shot. I go back in a month. Susan got the two shot. Allison's arm is a little sore. My daughter, she got it. My wife got it. Jenny, you went in yesterday as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I got the Johnson & Johnson one. I feel better than I did this morning when I woke up. Because this morning I was feeling groggy and like feverish. But I've been keeping my studio like an igloo in here. So that might be helping with the situation. But I feel much better.
I kept overheating too. I would just start sweating. I was like holding all of them. Like, you have to take her. I'm like sweating profusely, just standing there. It was so gross.
E. White,
yes,
is going into Stillwater later today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting the Moderna and like the whole sweaty thing. I sweat in general, so I feel like it's just going to be
good luck.
I won't even know. Like, wear a tank top. What. Yeah, exactly.
Can I tell you, I did like what like the cliche. I held up my vaccine card. I tried to get a selfie, but my hair was not good, so I did not post it.
Yep.
Oh, it was just not good. I had taken a nap on my hair. I do not have the standard cliche vaccine selfie card.
Me either. But that was just because I was like told you're not supposed to post that because it reveals personal medical information.
I looked at it, nothing. I'd put my finger over all the information.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. That
I didn't
is
get
it.
A sticker either. Did you get a sticker?
No. Like a sticker that says. Now?
Some
like,
people had stickers.
Well, they ran out. They gave me the one that said I voted.
Oh.
Which I really, it wasn't quite the same. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Jenny. Jenny appreciates the jokes on the show. Fallon doesn't either usually get them.
That's
or she shakes her head at them.
Yeah.
So
I think you hear some rattle.
I voted. I
you
say.
Did? Okay, good.
All right, it's KWB. Thank you, Jenny. God, I love you, Jenny. Glad you're feeling better. We'll be back in a second. War of the Roses. He thinks he's alone in the house, but the Ring doorbell cam gives him away.
I really quickly want to do, because I teased it, the story about Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, yeah.
She posted a video on TikTok revealing dudes who slid into her DMs. After some Nancy Drews investigated this, because she had blocked out their names, they discovered it should be David Beckham's son, Brooklyn Beckham, DJ Steve Aoki, and the father of Kylie Jenner's child, Travis Scott. With some pretty aggressive messages they sent into her DMs, which I won't read, but you can watch her on TikTok to see those.
I thought those were some of the best parts where they say compare her WAP with a jar of honey.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Which one came up with that one? It's very poetic.
As the person was 6 million, so I'm not sure. I'd have to go look and see. They break it down. The 6 million follower person did that. The 9 million follower offered her $15,000 for socially distanced sex over FaceTime.
Oh, no.
And the most aggressive one was the guy with $27 million. And I can't even read what the message said because it's so vulgar.
Oh, no.
Oh, now I really want to hear it. Okay, I'm going to come look for Fallon's shoulder. The chicken plucking means it's not just criminals. It's dumb criminals. They're not a lot of intelligence in this section.
I'm not going to read the story involving an Elmo doll today because Elmo deserves better than what he got from this man. Okay. So just let your mind wonder.
You can't just tease it like that. And tell
you know
us,
what?
Nah.
No, this is what you figure. You get an Elmo. Is it not? Is it a puppet or is it an Elmo doll?
Doll.
Okay, then I don't know. Okay, was he being tickled?
No, he was being tickled.
Oh, okay, good. All right, that's all we need to know. That's not really a crime, though. I mean, Elmo might have a different opinion, but it's not really a crime.
It is a crime because the guy was doing an inspection of a home when he encountered Elmo, and Elmo was irresistible.
All right, I knew I'd get you to tell the story eventually.
Buddy.
And then he went to put the Elmo doll right back where he found him.
Buddy.
Well, you know what? It, just put him back where you use it, but put it back where you got it.
No, that's not the rule. All right. A guy in his 20s robbed a bank on Tuesday. He pulled out a gun, demanded money, and took off with a bag of cash. But when the cops asked the bank staff and the witnesses to describe the guy, they literally couldn't because they were so distracted by his colorful 80s style tie. That's all they could remember. The police said, quote, he did it very cleverly because everyone focused on the ugly tie and didn't pay attention to his face. So the robber's still out there and the police have zero leads.
What's the tie look like? I'm picturing piano keys.
There's no photo because if they had a photo, they'd also be able to identify the guy.
Okay.
So yeah, that's unfortunate. But I mean, smooth move on the tie, I guess. Here's another problem. A woman, she's 34 years old. Her name is Shantaria, and she was in Florida at a car dealership on Monday night, asked to drive a 2021 Chevy Equinox. The dealership had a policy during COVID where people can take their test drive solo. So she's like, hell yeah, this car is mine. Without an employee, she takes it. And 2 hours later, it's clear she is
not coming
back.
Yeah.
Yep. But she didn't realize that, of course, the car has OnStar, which makes it incredibly easy for cops to track you. So they quickly found her in the stolen car and she was arrested for grand theft. And there are your felonies.
I'm sure she thought she got herself a brand new free car.
She
like,
it'd
really be that easy.
So easy,
Come on.
Yep.
All right, coming up on KWB, more and more guys are doing this. They say it's been a huge thing for guys over the last couple of months, and it is a trend that doesn't look like it's slowing down. As I tell you this, I want you to ask yourself whether your guy in your life, and if you don't have a guy in your life, whether your brother, your dad, or your cousin Freddie would do this or not. So I will tell you about it next on KWB.
Lifestyle, celebrities, and gossip, all on Dave's Dirt. on KDWB.
We all got our, well, all three of us got our virus vaccination this week. Fallon, it was hit a little harder than others with side effects. My arm is sore. I got the Moderna yesterday.
Tina got it, too.
Yesterday, and she's, how's she doing? I haven't talked to her.
She got it, the, she, as far as I know, she was doing fine. She got Pfizer also, which is what I got.
Okay. And then E. White's going to Stillwater later on today. Mm-hmm. And some people are having a lot of trouble still making appointments. Although President Biden says he wants all adults to be eligible for a vaccine by April 19th, which is like a week from this coming Monday. Today's Thursday. Almost 80% of the country's teachers have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine. And they also agree that kids named Jacob are brats. So, which is really...
That's my husband's name.
Yes, all 80% of teachers have gotten at least one dose, and they agree that kids named Jacob are brats.
That's so weird. Jake always says that he was such a perfect child.
I thought it was weird that they even asked him that.
Yeah.
But apparently they did. Carnival Cruises says, screw you, United States.
Okay.
They did. They said, we got too many restrictions, and they're not going to sail from U.S. ports because of CDC rules.
Oh.
They're going, we're going to somewhere like a crazy country like Germany.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, well, Germany doesn't border any oceans. Yeah. And they said, oh, yeah, we didn't think about that.
They said, screw you.
Yeah.
Don't tell us where we can, yeah, right. Shut up.
People who get the Moderna vaccine say they have more side effects. Hello, raise your hand. Oh, my hand is up. California has the lowest COVID-19 positivity. So California... lowest COVID-19 positivity rate in the U.S. Idaho has the highest, and also famous potatoes. Don't even try to stop me today.
What's your favorite kind of potato?
Oh, I would say loaded baked potato. But then again, as soon as I say that, crinkle cut fries. I don't know, Fallon, you?
You would pick a loaded baked potato over potato skins, like the appetizer?
You're right. Thanks, a girl can change your mind, and I just did, so thank you.
Hash browns?
Oh, get out of here with hash browns. Hash browns can suck it. They're delicious, but you going to pick a hash brown over a waffle fry?
Yes.
Leave.
Yes, give me breakfast potato type vibes all day.
I think that you, with the loaded potato skins, you're right, because that you don't have to have the whole baked potato, just a few, and they load them up.
They load them.
Yeah.
They're called that. I mean, that's what they are.
It's not even the full potato. It's the skin.
No, it has the insides as well.
Of where?
It's on top. It's like it's a perfect scoopable.
Kids.
Murder.
Kids. Did you just call him a murderer?
No, I'm going to murder him.
Oh, okay.
It's an HR violation. We got to hit her up.
tonight on the talk shows, to see if there's anybody good. No, the Wallflowers and Mark Wahlberg are on Jimmy Kimmel.
I do like the Wallflowers.
And your dad will love this one. Cheap Trick is going to be on Stephen Colbert. So if you love a little, I want you to want me, text your dad.
I'm more of a flame kind of girl.
Oh, The Flame is such a beautiful song, Fallon. It really is. And that's it from this side of the table. What do you got over there in the dirt?
Trolls, he's trolling all the dudes that went to her DMs, sending messages like this. One dude said that he compared her WAP to a jar of honey. Another one offered her $15,000 for socially distant sex over FaceTime. Honestly, I would have considered that one. That's like physical touch.
Let me just make it clear. Nobody asked.
And the third, which is the most vulgar, from a guy who has 27 million followers. You can hear that on the Minnesota Goodbye. I cannot say it on the radio. But the Nancy Drews of the internet discovered that they had to have come from David Beckham's son, Brooklyn Beckham, Steve Aoki, and Kylie Jenner's child's dad, Travis Scott.
I think these are all guys that are used to women never turning them down. So they can just walk. They could walk into a random Target, go to register number 4, and say, "Hey, do you want to go out? I got a van out in the parking lot. Want to hook up?" They'd be like, "Oh yeah, I'll meet you out there during my break."
I agree.
So that's what they're used to.
I think so. But anyway, I don't know. And they must be kind of older because Brooklyn Beckham, their son, he's been engaged for a little while.
How old is Brooklyn Beckham?
Like 20.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
KWB brings you an iHeartRadio album release party with Demi Lovato celebrating the release of her new album, Dancing with the Devil. The Art of Starting Over, out now. Watch Thursday. Is that tonight? That's tonight on iHeartRadio's YouTube channel at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry. I have whipped cream in my nose, and I have that feeling like when you inhale chalk dust or you have your nose out the window of a car at 56 miles an hour because we did a stunt with whipped cream, and I got whipped cream in my nose. Do you guys still smell whipped cream in your nose?
I have a mask on.
It's in my beard. It's gross.
Yeah, that's going to curdle.
Yeah, it's rough.
Did I interrupt you when you're doing the dirt? You done?
I have one more story I can
share. Can you share it with the rest of the class, please?
Yesterday when I was sitting waiting to get my COVID test, which was negative, randomly popped up on my Instagrams, Taylor Swift dropped a new song. And I do we have a clip of it, David?
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, we do have it.
This is one of those songs from the vault where it was a song that didn't make the album in 2008, Fearless. So it's an old song. And she messaged, which was funny. Me in 2020, life is chill, writing songs based in fiction to avoid drama, feeling pretty grown up. My 2008 music from the vault in a goblin voice, release Mr. Perfectly Fine, which everyone knows around that era is the Joe Jonas era where he broke her heart. So everyone says it's about Joe Jonas. And then Joe Jonas's wife tweeted, it's not a bop, because she's very, they laugh about it now because they're older. They can make fun of it. They laugh about it. So anyway, you can check that out. I listened to it on iHeartRadio yesterday, but Fearless, Taylor's version, is coming out. Isn't it this? Didn't you say it's, is it tomorrow?
Usually new music's out on Friday.
I know. So I guess, you mentioned we were doing something all day on our on the show. That's why I didn't know.
Let me find that for you. Let's see here. Taylor Friday. Swift is taking you back to the vault tomorrow to celebrate the release of Fearless, her version, all day Friday to hear Taylor share stories behind all of your favorite tracks off of the album. It's an iHeartRadio exclusive.
Yep. And so I'll be listening to that because I'm excited for her new album to come out.
A lot of people are excited for Twins home opener, which is today. I just looked on my weather girl Jenny's Doppler, and it looks like it's going to stop raining by 3 o'clock.
Okay.
First pitch at 3 o'clock, but there's a chance of rain in the field. They cover the field, so what I'm trying to get to is, will it get rained out? It doesn't look like it. So if you're going to the Twins home opener, you're one of the 10,000 people that can get in. Should be good.
Because my seats are right behind home plate, and I just don't want to be affected while I'm eating my dome dog.
Okay. None of that is true. Mm. You're not going to the game.
Yeah,
the only time you've been to the Twins game is when you dressed up as a mascot and threw out the first pitch, and it was a disaster.
I did. Yo, it was a disaster. Dope. No, I did a fantastic job. I had so many obstacles. I was wearing a moose head. This isn't a joke. So I couldn't throw overhead. I had to throw sidearm to avoid the moose antlers. And I got it to the. I got it. I did a good job.
Was there a hop or did you get it to home plate?
No, I got it. It was it was super low. It was super low.
Okay. Well, she moved up close to the home plate.
Not totally close, just right
totally
in front.
Close.
Just right in front of the
mound. About 6 feet right
no,
in front of the mound.
No, I did good. Don't downplay my pitch. It was amazing. It was amazing.
One other thing, you can start signing up for Twin Cities Marathon Weekend in 15 minutes. It's 9:51 right now, so. I don't have a website for you. I think it might be tcmevents.org. But just if you Google search it, you're going to find it. But remember, it's limited registration this year because of COVID. But Marathon Weekend is coming up. And if you don't want to run a marathon, there's other events in there, too. So if you want to do a 5K, 10K, maybe a 10-miler, they have some a goblin run. I don't know what a goblin run is, but go check it out. And that is open up, too. And that is pretty much it. We will see you tomorrow, the Friday version of the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. And like Fallon said, if you want to go online, there's a couple of things. First of all, we're all over TikTok now because EY is better on TikTok than any of us are.
Thank God.
So if you go to TikTok, it's Dave Ryan Show.
Yeah, at Dave Ryan Show. We're just about to upload that whipped cream video.
So you'll see that cool. And if you want to watch see the Minnesota Goodbye or listen to the Minnesota Goodbye, that's our After the Show podcast. And that's on iHeartRadio. Just search for the Minnesota Goodbye. You can even say, Hey Siri, play the Minnesota Goodbye on iHeartRadio.
Hey. Sorry, you'll need to continue in iHeartRadio.
Okay. Siri.
Why do you ever talk to her? She's the worst of the worst. She doesn't do anything you ask for. She makes life more difficult.
Do it on Alexa.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University.
private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.